Blog Talk Radio.
Many times in our life, when we do all we can to do what's right, we have to lay awake and the Lord will help us win the fight. All we got to do, y'all, just walk.
I'm crazy, the man who died from the 6th to the 9th hour.
I've learned more in my little short time of living. If anybody can handle it, I know he can handle it. He fixed it over 2,000 years ago that he is in charge. You know, he's always been in charge. Man, could try to give the adversary the credit, but God is in control. He's getting some things ready for us right now. And some things he has to prepare a way. With this thing, and I love that thing when I hear him and George, and then he's guiding you, because you can know when he's guiding you, real, when you're waking up on time like this here, when you're getting out, nobody got to hit you on the alarm clock and say let's go and get in the word. You know, I tell you, man, mm-hmm. some people they'll get up every morning and do certain things. I mean, religiously. You know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. Until, brother, I'm telling to you, until hardship come, trial come,
they're
going to do something different then, you know. But I'm so understanding that God is, he preparing the way for us, you know, and preparing us a way for us. We have to receive in season, out of season, and let God do the judge on everything else, you know. Because there's going to be some people who want to come, and there's going to be some people that don't want to come. But I do know this here, mm-hmm. brother. That God is trying to get us on a point because he's getting close. Society doing it. There's certain things you can even say, man. You know, it won't be held accountable, boy, on this side. But, boy, I'm telling you, why fear man? The only thing man can do for you is do what? Harm the body. God can harm the what? The body. And the soul. That's what I look at this thing now. So when I look at the spirit of God, it's supposed to be dwelling in us, right? Because if you dwell in us, some boldness come out of you, Reverend. Some boldness, like Paul, them preaching and getting locked up. You know, we don't talk about it so much to one time of the month, though. We talk about the activists, you know, the ones walked around and fought for us to have a lot of things we have right now called freedom, you know, a lot of things. And now we done got so bold now. That stuff is too old. We don't want to do it like that no more. You know, I hear a man tell me, I'm through praying, you know. They still killing us. You know, right? I mean, but ain't nobody fighting when we're killing ourselves, though. You know, ain't no more than we killing ourselves every day. You know, every time you look on something, it's not only in Chicago either. They're killing all over, man. And I'm telling you, we're killing ourselves. You know, not just the police officers, we killing ourselves. Black on black crime. We don't go out there marching on that one, though. You know, they're my babies. We let them make it on that one, but that's a whole other topic, though. But then if you talk against that, you know, you're wrong. That's what goes in the house stays in the house, right? Not what they say in Vegas, what stays in Vegas. Yeah. We'll go on Vegas, stays in Vegas. Yeah, but I'm telling you, man, we got to look at this thing broader than that, man. Life is so short, man, and we leaving these kids What will you leave? What are you leaving your children? I ain't talking about just money. I ain't talking about just a nice home, cars, a name. You know, are you leaving it better for them, so they can leave it better for their children? And I'm talking about have you introduced them to God? Have you took your time out and gave them God? Don't be guilty of not teaching your children God. I know it's boring.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about? And Reverend, I learned. Reverend, I it don't bother me no more. You know, it used to bother me when I first started in the ministry. You know, then you look at things because you see certain things happen. But boy, when God really is at, man, sometimes you really don't see the millions and thousands of people. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They don't make it that God is really in the midst of that. Don't get it twisted now. Because I read in the Word, when he said there were two or three touching the green. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
Two or three touching the green, that he's in the midst of that. And I want to know about you at this point. I want to say good morning to all. Let me tell you something. While we're on this journey, we need to understand that we need to pray for one another. God wants some bold soldiers. You know, he tired of these old wavy soldiers. Just cut God on a certain day. You know, cut God on Sundays. You know, you know, we're good. We dress up good on Sundays. You know, but I'm just glad I'm glad he didn't, stop on us. Even though he did some one day, I think people take it for granted when he said this. That's what messed up with the children of Israel. He said a man should have a day off, you know, work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the man should have a day off where he should keep the Sabbath day holy. You know, I hear a lot of folks say keep the Sabbath day holy. Don't work on Sunday. You know, I know Chick-fil-A. I understand all that. I know what they're doing, you know, and it works for them, you know what I'm talking about. But then they got mad when Jesus healed on Sabbath.
Mm-hmm.
You remember that? Jesus saw the man's compassion. Needed help one day. I'm going to get somewhere, y'all. Needed help one day. Mm-hmm. And Jesus stepped and helped the person, and they got mad. And they said, don't he know that it's a Sabbath, you know what I'm talking about? And Jesus told them, he said, he told him, and he heard him talking to himself, and he told him, he said, if your ox get in the hole, will you go and get him out? And they all said, yeah. But that's the same thing, bro. You're working on a Sabbath. If that's the case, you can't do nothing. Like he said, you can't even go outside and do no kind of activity if you go by the law. You know what I'm talking about? But God has so much compassion for you and I. Yes, sir, you and I. Because let me tell you something. Some of us, what happened? Some of us, we came to Jesus on Sunday. We came to Jesus. Did you remember, can you remember your first day that you accept the Lord? I want somebody to go back a couple of days. Can you remember the first day that you really accept the Lord in your life? You really said he's going to be the head of your life.
Right.
I want to ask that question. Can you remember that, Rev? Okay, how far you can go back and remember that, Rev? Can you remember when you, sometimes I can remember as I was a you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. I'm 9 years old. Yes,
9 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So we teach when the babies come, right? We teach.
Mm-hmm.
And you better believe me, this. We teach that, we want them to grow in Christ, right? But we want them to know Christ. We want to know why you get in the water. Why you being baptized. Mm-hmm. Do you really know? We don't do like they used to do. Just put someone in there. You know what I'm talking about? We tell you right now, so is my name. Do you know why you get in there? You know what I'm talking about? And then, once they know about the death, burial, and resurrection, and then most of them, mm-hmm. talking about they want to live closer to the Lord. You know, baby, be saying that, and you ask them about the story. That's why we got to bring them. Mm-hmm. They don't have these a lot of churches. That's why we have to have. We call it in the church we go to. We call it Sunday school. You know, them. They don't have the things like they used to take them babies and get them in class at their same age and teachers taking their time out of teaching them the Bible. You know what I'm talking about? And walking it through it real carefully so they can understand, you know. these things mm-hmm. they don't do like they used to. You know what I'm talking about? You didn't have to be in no Baptist church. I'm talking about even drill them a little bit. You know, talking about the name. Make sure they understand the characters and when they're reading it to them. It's just not like a story. You know what I'm talking about? But mm-hmm. make it plain enough so they can understand. So watch this, Reverend. Oh Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace. Lord, we come in the most humble manner we know how, Lord. Thanking you, Lord, for your Holy Spirit, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for all you have in store today, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for yesterday rising and laying down, and this morning you made another day for us to see as well, Lord. Lord, you just keep on allowing us to see these days, Lord. And only you know why you allow us to tarry here. And some of us know, Lord, it wasn't nothing on yesterday. It was so good you let us be here, Lord. But since we're here, Lord, forgive us for any sins we have done, known and unknown, Lord. Lord, a lot of folks had a little fun this weekend, Lord. Some had too much fun, Lord. But, Lord, we just ask you, we're starting out this week, starting out this day, we just ask you, Father God, to have your way, Lord. Bless us this day, Lord, that we can see you different, Lord. Bless us, Lord, that we can understand your word, Lord, that we get into and we try to rightly divide the word and truth. We believe, Father God, that when you come in, Father God, everything starts opening up, Lord. We believe when you come in, when you open it up to us, Lord, that we'll have a spiritual eyesight now, Lord, not physical eyesight, that you show us what you want us to see in the word today, Lord. We love you, Lord. We love everything about you, Lord. Even the things we don't understand, Lord, we ask you, Father God, to make it plain, Lord. Make it plain so we can understand you, Lord. Because we love you, Lord. We want to do your will, Lord. It's not our will, but our will, Lord. Have your way, Lord. Please have your way. Mm-hmm. Lord, if there's anything confusing right now, if anything misunderstanding someone's life, Lord, we just ask you, Father God, to help, Lord. Lord, there are some people still going over. There are some people still feeling the way that their loved one had just left yesterday or this morning, Lord. Mm-hmm. We just ask to give strength to the ones that are breathing right now. Yeah. Lord. Lord, maybe some of us woke up this morning last year, somebody was at the table and they're not here now, Lord. They suffer with that, Lord. We ask you, Father God, to give strength there, Lord. Lord, let them know, the Father God, that your God never made a mistake, Lord. And we often believe in healing, Lord. And most of our healing is not just on this side. It's being in your arms, Lord. Let them know that, Father God, healing comes but just not being in the body, but absent out the body, Lord. Lord, let them know, that Father God, that is the ultimate healing, Lord. Speak to the people, Lord. Sometimes we think about our mothers, been dead 15, 20, 30 years, 5 days. And, Lord, you know what's best for us, Lord. So, Lord, remove any doubts, Lord. Remove any doubts, Lord, by anyone, our fathers, our aunties, our sisters, anybody that went home, Lord. Let them know, Father God, that they're in a resting place, Lord, until you call us all home one day, Father God. And I just ask you, Father God, if everybody listen to my mind, they come and listen out. They'll say, if they don't, let it be in vain. Trust their heart, Lord, when they do wrong. Trust their heart when they wrong somebody. Trust their heart when it's time to be humble, Lord. Trust their heart, Lord, when you need peace there, Lord. Even in their home, Lord, that we all have you, Lord. Cover us, Lord, not just be just hearers of your word, but doers of your word. It's a time not to say I'm believable, because there's a lot of folks say they're believer, but if you look at their action, Lord, they don't even line up with you, Lord. So, Lord, move, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We ask you to teach today, Lord. Preach today, Lord. Yes. Lord, give us guidance today, Lord. Hide us behind the cross, Lord, if we establish your truth, Lord. And this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God, Lord, for all the things he has done. I've learned, boy, my little show time is prayer time. I've learned that we need to be reminded of what God has in store for his church. You know, and I'm gonna tell you something. God, when he allowed his son to walk this earth, my brother, when he allowed him to walk this earth, he allowed him to walk for us all to have, not just no one race, not just for the Jews, even for the what? The Greek?
Gentiles.
That's us. Watch this here. Stay with me. The Jews, the Greek, the bond, the free. Look what he does there in this scripture, right? He opened the door for all. Anybody that think they bound up, but what happened there? Jesus had to leave. And when Jesus left, he left it in the hands of some people and told them to go out and teach and preach. Tell men to repent for the remission of their sins. You know, be baptized in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. I'm gonna be coming from Thessalonians, right? Chapter 3. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. Because I want to start this week off a little different. But I want you to understand me when I say this here. He told, we try to make sure that you understand the word of God, not through our review, but through the scripture, right? I want you to understand that he stressed the church. This is the church. This is one of the things he has the church to do. But he wants y'all to do something for the ones who out there trying to do the care and the bloodstained brain battle, to who tries to walk with the Lord and teach people and preach people. But I want to show you something. Jesus gave them something, and he told them something in Matthew. But you put your finger on Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians 3. 2 Thessalonians, and put this in your margin while you're trying to find that. So Matthew, I want to always put this in your heart. And look what it did. And when they saw him, they worshiped him. But some doubted. Help me, Holy Spirit. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heavens and earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the ends of the world. Amen. That's Matthew 28, verses 17 through 20. You know, I've been asked too many times, where Brother Randy at? Where Brother Tim at? Mm-hmm. Where Sister this at? I can't make nobody come over here, sisters and brothers. I can only do, and I'm not the only one who has a final say to who come over here or not. You know what I'm talking about? All that we can do is put it out there, man. If they come, I can't do nothing about it. They come and go. You know, my prayer is all I'm going to be over here. I'm praying for anybody who wants to hit the one button and can speak the word of God, is bold enough to stand on his word and preach his word. That's what the ministry is about. This ministry is not Eric. It's God's plan. You know what I'm talking about? And I'm telling you something. For some, that's what I learned. That's a church for everybody. You hear me, brother? That's a church for everybody. Yeah. When I say that, and that's why you got so many churches on these corners, because everybody want to be a leader. Nobody want to follow. You know what I'm talking about? Everybody want to be in control. You know what I'm talking about? But over here, nobody in control. If you got a word, if you want to say something, I'll be quiet right now and allow you to hit that one button right now and go forward. But I ask you, when you go, be in the name of Jesus when you do it. You know, we're not going to have you come on here and adulterate God's word. You know, we're not gonna sit back we're not gonna say amen if it's not of God. So we're not the amen corner like that. But we want you to know that you're not gonna be handled no kind of way but of God. But we ask you, you know, y'all pray for the people who are not here, who you know you love to hear, who you miss. Mm-hmm. Pray for them. And if it's God's will to bring them back over, they'll come. It ain't me. I'm not stopping. You know, I'm easy out. I've been here. I was out on a trip. But let me tell you something. It ain't me, brothers and sisters. It's on them. You know, the door ain't never been shut over here on nobody. So if it's anybody, Reverend C. Mew, if it's anybody, they have a word this morning. They can come forward. Yeah. It doesn't matter to me. I don't have to say a word. I could just run this board and make sure if someone hit the one button, I'll bring them in. But I'm gonna wait for a minute before I get in the lesson, and I'm humble enough to step aside. You best believe that. Yeah. Well, I get put in my heart too many times. People ask me a question, why? I don't know. Mm-hmm. I hope you got that number. You can call them. They might give it to you while they ain't over here. Can you help me with that? Mm-hmm. Can y'all help me with it? If y'all want to know why they ain't over here, the best source is going to the one. You ain't got to give for them, but to the source you're worrying about. Is that right?
Yeah.
I know one thing. One of them will be on later night, later on this evening. If you want to listen to one of them, you know, they'll be over there later on. You know, Monday, you know, they'll be over, two of them probably be over there. I know, bro, they always come over. I'm just saying. We just here to try to uplift the bus stand. Man, I know sometimes you get tired of hearing me. You know, if someone want to hit the one button, I'm giving one more chance. I'm going to give you 1,000 more chances. You can hit the one button and you can express your love. No, I'm serious, bro. You can express your love. You know what I'm saying? You can express it. You know what I'm saying? I don't have no doubt to getting out the way. You know what I'm saying? And allow you to express what God gave you this morning. And maybe maybe somebody might know something I don't know. Are we down? Everybody here?
Mm-hmm.
All you got to do is hit the one button. Oh. I get questioned asked about why he ain't here. Why? I don't know, man. I don't know. Watch this here, real. Finally,
right here.
Brother Rick. Yes, sir.
Right here.
Yes,
sir. I'm just asking for prayer for all of us. Just pray for all of us. Just tragedies, just sick, everybody. I just want to pray this morning. That's all I got to say this morning. I just want you to just, when you
can
just
you,
remember
you,
everybody.
Can you? I think I just did, but can you pray for us right now? Can you pray for us right now, please?
I'll try. Let's see. Father God, come to you in this morning. This morning, let's thank you for allowing us to be here another day. Thank you for all you've done and all you're going to do. Thank you for the good, the bad, and all. Pray for the sick and shit and pray for the world as the world is in turmoil. Pray for this ministry this morning. I just want you to say thank you. Just thank you. Thank you again for allowing me to be one of your kids. Just thank you. Thank you. Amen.
Praise God. Amen. Anybody else? Anybody else? All you got to do is hit the one button. Anybody else? Hello? Anybody else?
That's it.
Hello.
Can you
hear me, bro?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. Just making sure so I get back in this time. I'm gonna read this. I'm gonna get out of the way, y'all. Second Thessalonians chapter 3. Second Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 1. Finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may have a free course and be glorified, even as it is with you. You know, I'm not venting. I'm just telling you what. Sometimes you just when you've been on this ministry, I ain't been on this ministry that long, so that's probably what I'm saying. You know what I'm talking about? But when you're trying to do God's will, it's always somebody that's ticking. You know what I'm saying? It's always going to be somebody that's saying something or trying to disrupt God's flow, if you don't mind me saying it like that. It's always somebody, a naysayer, or somebody. And sometimes you can be saying something, brother and sister, and be very misunderstood. You can be so much understood that you know we do this Monday through Friday. No, watch this. Take that back. This ain't bragging, y'all. Y'all just stay with me for some, because some of them misunderstanding me. Don't you know we do this Monday? We do this 7 days a week. Let me put it like that. But some of us do it 7 days a week.
And we are,
and I'm going to tell you about, we not starving for preaching and teaching. We know, we do this all the time. We come out, and nobody, we ain't never asked now nobody to give an offering or nothing. We ask nobody for no money. Never ask nobody to foot this bill. You know what I'm talking? We ain't never cried. We ain't never said nothing. You know what I'm talking about? We never made it a plea. All we ask for is prayer.
Man.
All we, and then when you then you come like I'm coming this morning, you think I'll be wrong because I said if you know anybody over here, you know anybody you can reach that you think is tied to God's plan and you think you can bring a word, man, all you gotta do is let us know. Let us know. We'll step aside, man. We will step aside and let you come on with that. All we ask for is prayer. I mean, I'm going to say this. All I ask for prayer. Somebody else might want some money, but all I ask for prayer. I don't ask for no money, no pat, no back. I ask for prayer because I really believe that God is getting so close. He's getting so close. I don't even worry about some of that biblical stuff that people wrestle with. About who should do this. I don't wrestle with that because a lot of people going to hell anyway. Why we sitting here arguing about something about we don't have the authority. Only God got the authority. You know what I'm saying? But as I speak right now, so you can hear from me, you want to hear from nobody else. I have told nobody not to come over here. Nobody. They might not like the way how I express my way. I'm not the only one who can speak. Anybody can get on here and hit that one button and get a word. Get a word from the Lord. Not from the Lord. you might get mad at me about that one, but please let it be from the Lord. You know what I'm talking about. So when I say this here, and I meant this here, Paul was writing this letter to Thessalonica. If you want to say it, it's not Thessalonians, whatever you want to pronounce it. But God put it in his heart to tell them, finally. People don't like this, Reverend, you know, sister. Finally. You know what I'm talking about? Finally. You know what I'm talking about? I always use Bible, man. I don't use nobody else's quote. I use Bible. Finally, brethren, pray for us. That's what we do here. That's what Brother Nutter did a while ago. Pray for us. Pray for us. Pray for us that the word of the Lord may, watch this here, have free course. That's all.
Yes, sir.
So I hope the ones who ever hear me right now by sound my voice, if you know somebody want to give a word, you feel like you got somebody you know want to give a word, even your pastor, or your deacon, or your spiritual leader, this platform really open. We're not strangers to that. We just ask when they come, be in the name of the Lord. That's all we ask.
Yeah.
That's all we ask for you, because we don't want to be fighting, debating on no word. We ask it, let it be a free course. Help me, Holy Spirit. Not the Bible. Ain't the Bible. See, the Bible, that's what I love about the Bible. it won't lie us like no fool if we stay with it.
Yeah.
If we stay lining up with it, we won't look like no fool. It might be misunderstood because we don't sound like your pastor or your teacher. But we're not here to be a pastor over you. We're just here to start our week out or start our day out, encouraging one another. Sometimes here lately, we just been in the word. And the only thing the best encourager is the word to me. It encourages me when I read the word and I get out and I listen to how God is navigating us through the word. You know, that's why Paul was asking, he made a request on his, to the believers. Now, these believers were Thessalonians, Thessalonica. You know, he was making a request to them. I'm making a request to you. You know what I'm talking about? To pray for us.
Mm-hmm.
It's difficult times now that if we can get the head fighting, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. We can get the head. Mm-hmm. See, we talked the other day. I guess I must have misunderstood. I must have had a very good misunderstanding when I taught that lesson. Man, maybe y'all might get whoever y'all want to read in the word the next time. Tell me, go there when we talked about First Corinthians over there, and when Paul said, I am a Paul. I am Apollo. I am Christ. But neither I was crucified. So when we do this here, then I'm going to go over there and teach this. Help us understand what that means. To me, only body should be getting the glory is Christ. I don't care who bringing the word. If it ain't leading back to Jesus Christ, we lifting ourselves up. You can get mad at me on that one. Yeah, I don't care about that because I know God called me to say the right thing. You have to understand we point this thing back to Jesus and let Jesus convict your heart. I can't convict your heart. I condemn you. I can tell you going to hell, but I don't have that key because you're going to be surprised who's going to be in heaven, who's going to be in hell. You're going to be very surprised. The ones you think dressing up got a big old Bible going to probably bust hell wide open. And the ones who's sitting at the sideline and doing dust and this and going to be right there and going to say, wow, how did he get in there? Because, watch this here. He died for us all.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be very surprised. It was one scripture said that, watch this here. It was one scripture said that he said, I am healed and deliver in your name. What he said now. He told Jesus that. I deliver and healed in your name. But he told him, get away from me. You'll work up the next one too. So don't tell me what the scripture won't do. We might not want to believe in it, but it's just the Bible. But God has that. He has that key to who we want to put in there. I'm just praying for that. Whatever we try to do, don't run in vain. We read it the other day. Stay strong, unremovable, steadfast. Don't run this race in vain in the Lord. Don't let nobody do. That's why we ask for someone to keep us in prayer. Because they can get into one of us. And they'll get through one of y'all to have devices to work between us. If we are teachers and preachers, when we hear things like that, we're supposed to tell you, that's my brother. That's my sister. You know what I'm talking about? That's what. Now, you ought to believe in me, though. But I believe when division comes, the devil's winning.
Mm-hmm.
Help me, Holy Spirit. I believe when you ain't praying for that free course, when you hear something, I'm going to get into less. I'm trying to tie something up with this. But when you hear and you hear negativity like that, you tell them, go to the source. Why are you coming to me? Go to the source. And they'll tell you why.
Mm-hmm.
And then we go from there. That's all you have to do. Amen. You know, I don't have to fight for nothing. What I found out in this ministry, brothers and sisters, I'm gonna be here as long as God wants me to be here. As long as God wants me to be here, I'm gonna be here. If He tells me to step aside, I will. I'm not telling you nothing. If He tells me, I follow God's lead. You know what I'm saying? That's why I ask always keep the preachers, pastor, teacher prayed up, because you got naysayers on the sideline. And as soon as you give them a mic, they stumble all over, don't know what to say. But they can sit back and start a rumor like it ain't nothing. They can sit back and start a rumor like it ain't. You don't even know what the circumstances is. Man, it's a church for everybody. Don't you know that? Everywhere you go in Texas, you see churches out there. I see churches. I'm talking about churches, big size churches right next to each other. That blew my mind why somebody built a church that close to each other. I just don't understand why. But I do know there's a church for everybody. You know what I'm talking about? So maybe the capacity of it, they can't have it, I don't know. You know, but I do know this here. Pray for us. Pray for us. And I'm going to push this thing a little faster. It says, because to be glorified, even as it is with you, in that we may be delivered from, what's that, unreasonable and wicked man, but all men have not faith. Help me, Holy Spirit.
That's it.
I don't know the Bible. I don't know the Bible. That's all I know. He said, there's some people out there ain't like you, Reverend. There's some people out there that ain't like you, sister. You know what I'm talking about? But pray for us, because we got to go encounter these people. You understand?
That's right.
We got to get in there. That's what the ministry is about. We open the door for anybody to come in. But we don't open the door for them to come in and change God. Help me, Holy Spirit. We open the door and welcome them in. They can smell like weed. They can smell like Henderson, and they can smell like they just did had so many adulteries. They can come in, they can walk up, they got their hair cut, and walk up and say the name Christine. We come in, and they come in with nails all on their head, and the name is Eric, you know what I'm saying? They come in. That's what the mayor said. We have to tell you to not come in. But when we ask, we allow us to speak to that spirit. Because that either you go or that spirit got to go.
Yes,
that's why I'm going to help me, Holy Spirit. Either you go or that spirit got to go. We welcome you.
That's right.
You know what I'm talking about? We welcome you. The church welcome you, Postu. Welcome you. We welcome you in. So since Thessalonians. Oh, help me, let me make it plain. Sister Thessalonians, watch this here. Sister Church, I believe that you believe in this ministry we call of God. I believe you believe in that, but there's some wicked men out there believing. They don't have the faith. So I ask you to pray for me. That's what he's saying. He said, make a way for me. Because all men have not faith. I'm in the book, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I know I'm going to be delivered. It's going to be some people come and want to kill me because I said, Jesus is Lord of my life. Have you considered the Lord? And some men out there ain't going to believe in this, Thessalonians. Brothers and sisters, they might not. They're different from now and then. Help me. Let me tell you this thing. There ought to be some people. It's going to be some people on this phone, maybe on the hair, this and that. They're not going to believe everything you say, brother.
That's right.
You hear what I'm saying, brother?
They're
not going to believe everything you say. It's going to have to be God to penetrate that heart to tell them what you are saying is of God. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Oh, I know I'm right about it. You know, they got a word, man, that we always play with, you know, talking about naming and claiming, you know. And then some of them don't know what they're naming because you got to know the man. Help me, Holy Spirit. You got to know the man you're going to. And Paul, very careful right now because he came to him finally. He got tired. You ever get sick and tired? I beg him, get that word finally again. He got tired, so he told them, pray for us. Now he telling them who he need to pray for because they finna encounter some things. He said, for all men have not faith. I'm in the latter part there. That would be called the C clause of that verse 2. Now I'm going to push on. But the Lord is faithful. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. If you can't get, I teach kind of slow, y'all. I'm sorry, y'all probably read the whole chapter already, but let me get it out. For the Lord is faithful, who establishes you and keep you from evil. Oh, I love this boy. And will have confidence in the Lord touching you, that you both, look at here, do the will of the things, look at here, which we command you. And the Lord direct your heart, help me, Holy Spirit, unto love of God. And in what? And to the patience and wait for the Christ. I know I'm right about it. They were struggling, man. They were struggling because people were dying and they were going on. And he told them, there's going to be some people amongst you. Yeah. It's going to be some people amongst you. Somebody said, why are you worrying about it? Because I worry about it because if you get one person to believe, why are we running people off? That God said, why leave, stay with the 99? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. 99, right? And let that one spray away. No, we're supposed to go get that one. We supposed to be like that shepherd when he found his sheep. You know what he did to him, right? When he found the sheep, he picked that sheep up. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He didn't even want that sheep to walk. And he went door to door and said, I found my sheep.
Yeah.
He said he found them. And when he found them, he wanted to say, come on, I want to throw a party. Yes, sir. This is what we do. I call it spiritual level. And don't get me twitched when I say spiritual level. We don't mean we just better you, but the spiritual level. And when you challenge the spiritual level, he tries to come in, but he trying to find the weakest one who he can use as a tool, the adversary. He trying to find a way he can use a tool. But if we teach in faith, and we establish in faith, we're teaching you to shine for evil, But don't you know when the Lord touch you? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. When the Lord touch you, you will. Oh, I like that verse 4. You will do his will.
Mm-hmm.
Because the thing we are commanding you is not of us. It's of Christ. Oh, help me. Because look what the verse 5 says. The Lord direct your heart. Oh, we ain't doing it. That's why I want you to understand. The
mm-hmm.
Lord direct your heart. That's what the book says. That's what it says. Into the
mm-hmm.
love of God. If you
Amen.
Just get your focus off the person and put your focus on God, don't you know how much closer you can get to God? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Don't you know how
yes.
much, how close you can get to God if you take your eyes off of the messenger and listen to the message? That's why when pastors, if they don't be careful and they don't watch this now, stay with me now. If they don't have someone that's going to take their place if something happens. If they don't train that person up, help me, Holy Spirit. If they don't train that person up, and when that pastor passes or something happens to that pastor, you have breakaway. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You have split churches. You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm talking about? Because sometimes it might be the method, you know, where he teach or where he preach. Sometimes the way he make a sing. It, all kind of things will split the church up. But one thing split the church up because we look at the person. Jesus, he want them to do the things they command you, but he want to direct your ways to the Lord's way. And I'm gonna tell you, when your heart changes to love of the God, you don't look at things. When people come with you with news and gossip and you know they try to tear the church down, but you can run out there. You can run out there and do dust and all that kind of stuff. And you don't hear too much of that. You know why? Because the devil already have you. But anytime you see someone trying to tear down each other in the church, that is a form of an evil spirit.
Mm-hmm.
God wants, he don't want division. He wants us to stay together. He wants us to, yeah, you know, we might not always get on sometimes. But I beg the difference. We up early in the morning every day like we is. It ain't because of Eric Falker, they not over here. They choose to do the things they want to do. You know, sometimes we wake up, we forget. You know, sometimes we wake up, we might
Amen.
Oversleep. You know what I'm talking about? Sometimes we got
yeah.
things we got to do. You know what I'm talking about? But boy, when to my heart, you know what I'm talking about? Again, let me tell you something. My heart, I can't speak for everybody else, but for my heart, I do this because I love God. And I love God.
Amen.
That's why I do this. I promise you I do this. We've been doing this thing over a year and a half. And I guarantee, I'm going to put this in your heart. If we were some no good people, if we were some people like some people do, we have a fundraiser every day about to keep this thing on. We have to play this thing every month. If we do. Or we can play it one time if you want to. You know what I'm talking about. We ain't never did all that. We do it because we love people. And we love God. It's in our heart try to encourage one another. It's in our heart to know it's times like this. We don't worry about the foolishness of man. And point you to Jesus. And watch this here. Try to put it in your heart in words of the Bible. And when we do this, this latter part, this is what I like. He said, and to be patient and wait for Christ. Now we've established that. Now that Paul has established to get the people to understand him, now we establish this here, to stay with the ship. Don't leave the ship. Don't leave the ship. Stay with the ship. Stay with the mission. What God gave you, he commanded. You might fall 1,000 times, but get on up. Don't sit up there and say, well, I can't do this. Just get on up and ask God for forgiveness and keep on pushing. Yeah, they're going to talk about you, but they ain't got a heaven or hell for you. They don't have a heaven or hell for you. God got that. What you need to do is get lined up. Have you tried to do the – see, when you get the love of God in you – I'm trying to help you up, y'all. When you get the love of God, you enduring things, and you wait for the Lord. Yes, I know I'm right about it. When you get in this thing, you wait for the Lord. You know what I'm talking about? And I'll ask y'all something again. Put these things in your margin. Give it to somebody that maybe you want to explain to you a little different. I don't have no problem with that. Look what this is. Now we command you, brethren, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that you withdraw yourself from every brother. Help me. Now, I'm going to do something now. I'm going to do something with the Bible's here. you don't have to believe me. Just follow me in the word that you withdraw yourself from every brother that walked disorderly and not after the tradition. Watch this here, which he received from us. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. For yourself, know how ought to follow us. For we behave. Look what it said. Behave not ourselves disorderly among you. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Paul's now he didn't went from the open the door for the whore. Now he's speaking to the whore. Help me, Holy Spirit. Now he's commanding them. You know, you remember what I said earlier in the lesson? Look at the Holy Spirit. See, the Holy Spirit won't let me like no food. You might not want to receive this, but the Holy Spirit told me this before I started the lesson. I'm gonna tell you something. These ain't notes. This just came from the Holy Spirit. He told them in this passage right here, in verse 20, in Matthew 28, he said, teach them to observe all things which I have commanded you. And I come back over here, and he said, now we command you. Watch this. Verse 28 and 20, teach them all. He said, teach them to observe all things which I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the earth. Look at this here, man. Look what he said over here again in Thessalonians 2. Paul was saying this. Jesus said that because that was in red. Now Paul coming over here, now we command you, brethren. Help me, Holy Spirit. The word ties up. Yeah. Once you start using the word and it start knitting itself together, stay with the word. Don't look at what the word is saying now. And then he said, brethren, if in the name of the Lord, what? In our Lord Jesus Christ, that you withdraw yourself from every brother. I had to bring this again for a reason. He said that they walk disorderly and not after the tradition which he received of us. Now, if I go in the midst of some of them circles, and he's talking about believers now. Now, if you dare to witness, if you dare to help somebody to see God, that's what he's talking about, what you receive from us. But if you over there and you, and you're doing some things, I'm talking about the background to y'all. If you over there, I'm doing the book is speaking for myself. If you over there and it's all upgrade, it's all going, you up there and you holding that phone and you listen to all that stuff and you're not there trying to make peace in there, brother, you are in the wrong place. Sister, you are in the wrong place. He wants you to get away from that disorder. Don't you know you stay around junk so long, you'll be junk? Oh, help me. Spirits transfer, real. They might not believe
yes,
me,
sir.
But spirits transfer, real. They transfer.
Yes,
why not let
yes,
the
sir.
Spirit of God transfer in you? And, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Why not let that transfer in you instead of all that evil stuff? You know what I'm talking about? You know, I know we have fun. We do our little thing, they say. You know, we hide and we go back and forth, talk about each other. But he said they disorderly. That's what he said, right? That's what the word said? He said they walk disorderly.
Yeah.
He said, get away from them fellas. That's what he said. See, you, but you gotta have a mind of Christ. You gotta know what side you want to choose. Somebody said, well, I really ain't ready to go that far, man. I really ain't really trying to go that far. I don't want to do all that. I still like to do dust and dust and all that kind of stuff. But let me tell you this here: one of them old good old mornings. Yeah, you might be 79, 80, 50, 40, 30, 20 years old. You might be the major. But one of these old mornings, you never know. The Lord gonna say, when He said, "Harden not your heart." Help me, Holy Spirit. Today you hear my voice. Harden not your heart. Can I say it again? Harden not your heart.
That's right.
Today you hear
yeah.
my voice. So I don't know, man. I'm not gonna be there with you. I'm gonna be there for myself. I'm gonna have to speak for myself. Every knee will bow. Every tongue will confess that He's Lord Jesus Christ. He's Lord of our life. Then let me tell you something. I'm talking about animals too. Everything gonna fall on their knees. So you know, and speaking their own language to them. Now He might say, "What did you say, Reverend Him?" When you had a chance.
Mm-hmm.
It's a time. It is a time for us to be humble. But it's a time for God to tell us we have to speak boldly when you're in His word.
Right.
Sometimes you got to speak.
Right.
And sometimes the people you're speaking to, if their spiritual level ain't there yet, they're going to think you out of turn. But because they ain't spiritual sound. Because God,
right.
Don't you think when He gave Peter that Peter was an outgoing person. Don't you know he knew Peter's going to have a time to be bold for him, and he's going to have to, they're going to what? Want to hang him. He said, don't hang me. Don't put me up. Put me upside down. Now, I'm going to tell you something. That's a man didn't want to say, I didn't want to go out like Christ did. You understand me? he told him how he wanted to kill him. Help me, Holy Spirit. So I'm trying to tell you that when you speak bold, they might not physically kill us. You know what I'm talking about? They might not physically kill us, but they kill our character. You know, you must have said this.
Mm-hmm.
You must have did this. I ain't did nothing, bro. I just come from Scripture. Scripture hurts sometimes. He telling them, I just read in the Scripture. He said that you withdraw yourself from every brother that walked disorderly and not after the tradition which we receive, which he received from us. That's what I read. Now, I might be reading it wrong. Don't read it wrong, real.
No, that's it.
For yourself, know how you ought to follow us. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
For we behave not ourselves disorderly amongst you. Neither did we eat any man's bread for naught, but wrought with labor, travail night and day. That, look what it said, that we may not be chargeable to any of you. That's why I'm talking about, well, look at the Holy Spirit. That's why I'm saying we never ask for no finance. We labor for what we do. God's going to pay us later on for this labor. I'm going to speak for myself like this one here. I don't want to put this on nobody's burden on nobody else. I know my reward is already sitting in heaven right now. Help me, Holy Spirit, because my labor. I know he's going to give me something because of my labor. You know what my labor going to be? It's being on the right hand of fellowship of the Lord. Help me, Holy Spirit. Oh, I know I'm right about it. Because I believe in the promise. Oh, help me,
that's
Holy
right.
Spirit. I believe. Believers should always pray for the ministers and teachers. I believe that.
Mm-hmm.
Can I say it again? I believe the believer should always pray for the ministers and teachers of the gospel of God. I believe that. I believe that. If you don't understand, pray. Before you put your...
Mm-hmm.
See, one thing I've learned, Reverend, a lot of folks don't believe it. They think it's just... they just think we just be saying it. The Bible said, touch not my anointing of my prophet. That's what it said. Touch him not. Do him no harm. Don't you know you can put a curse on yourself in your household?
Yes, sir.
Oh, I know I'm right about it. I don't have confidence with this. I know. God has moved some people in your life, real, because they put their tongues on you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Teacher, they removed some things in your life because they put their tongues on you. They talked about you. You know what I'm talking about? He told one man. I only know one man. God told him he didn't want to hear his name no more. He told Samuel, quit calling Saul's name to me. He told him that. Yeah, I'm tired of him. What he did, because he didn't do what God asked him to do. He asked him to go kill up everything in there. And he saw some things, Reverend. He liked it, Reverend. He saw stuff he liked, real, and he held on to that.
All right.
But look what he did.
Yeah.
He lost. He lost when he did that. He lost because he took the kingdom from him and gave him to David. Yes, sir. Then the man, then they got mad, Reverend. They got mad. Reverend, they got mad, real. Hey, man, because the women were singing one day. They were singing that David, Saul killed 1,000, but David killed 10,000. And Saul heard that, boy. He got so mad, he chucked a jabber at him and missed him, you know. Let me leave it alone, man, because I love the word, man. I love the word, because you have to watch it, man. People, once you find out the truth and you turn your way from the truth, you have accountable for what you know. I don't care how slick you are with your voice. You have accountable for what you know. And then he gave it to them. So he told them what to do, and I'm gonna tell you something. He said they worked for their labor. Help me, he didn't want nobody to give them nothing. They worked for it, Reverend. Help me, Holy Spirit. And working for this, you know what I'm talking about, Reverend? When you work for, you see your labor. Look what he said. Not because we have not the power, but to make mm-hmm. ourselves examples to you to follow us. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. People,
yes.
I've been guilty, brother. Been guilty, black and white, brother. You're too black, white, man. There's got to be some gray area in that Bible. You're too black and white, brother. He said, the reason why we do what we do, I'm going to say this, I'm going to go, I don't like put this on nobody because they got to have their own testimony. But I really truly believe that we as believers, especially the preachers and teachers and ministers and evangelists of God, should be examples. You know, we should be examples.
Yes.
It's a cliche thing. I'm a man. You know what I'm talking about? That's a cliche thing, you know. You know, don't watch me. Watch the water. See how which way it's going and all that kind of thing. But the Bible just says, he's not because we have not the power. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. So because he drove it back to who? To Jesus. Because there's some time we know we got to pray, Reverend. There's some things we fall short in. But what help us and most, we get on up. So we believe faith. If we have faith in God, God will what? Get us through it. But what will make
right.
us more stronger when we get on up before the people.
Amen.
And see us dust
Amen.
Our feet on and clean ourselves up. That means we
yeah.
repent. We rededicate mm-hmm. our lives right before the people. And God receive us and let us keep on doing his ministry, teaching God's word, preaching God's word. But he said right here, he said, but to make ourselves an example unto you to follow us. We got to set that. I don't want to follow no fools. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's a bad word. I don't want to find nobody don't know where they're going. If I see that person
right.
going the wrong way, I'm going to get off the track. You know, I don't need nobody to send me to hell. I can go to hell for myself. You know what I'm talking about, real. I don't
yes,
need nobody
sir.
To motivate me to go the wrong way. I can do. That's easy to do. I need somebody
mm-hmm.
to help me in my spiritual walk, teach me in my spirit, open my heart enough to see God through the word. I want you to help me while I'm along this way. I want you to speak to me. You need somebody to be stern to you sometimes because some of you are so stern, y'all cuss us out. You talk ignorant to us, and soon we tell you God don't love that. Man, who is you?
mm-hmm.
Help me, Holy Spirit.
That's
who
right.
is you? Tell me
mm-hmm.
what God Well, you just told me whoop the whoop the whoop, but then I start talking to that heart. Help me, Holy Spirit. You know, the adversary,
right.
that's how the adversary is. Now, I might not be right, man. Y'all can quote me anytime with this. The adversary wants us to fight. The adversary
mm-hmm.
wants us to debate. The adversary wants us to look
right.
like a fool for the public. He wants us because he wants to discredit us so nobody won't follow the word of God. See, God used us so we can draw people in. He uses different
that's
character
it.
People, the way they draw people in, deliver the word, so when it gets to their heart, they look at God different. Say, it was because of her. It was because of him I got on the road. That's what the word is. It ain't because of you did something so great. That's what he was telling you. It's because of the word pricked the spirit. Oh, help
mm-hmm.
me, Holy Spirit. I know I'm right about it. It's the word that's going to turn you around. I know it ain't me. I know it ain't real.
That's right.
I'm going to say it for all the preachers and teachers. It ain't none of them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care how they sing.
Mm-mm.
I don't care how they preach. It is the word that convicts you. Listen to the word for someone saying something, and you can find out if God in the midst of it. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Help
mm-hmm.
me. He told them. He said, folks, I don't know what they get this word, and don't watch me. Don't look at me. Yeah, they might not need to watch you. You need to sit down, too. Everybody don't need to be up teaching. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
All right.
Oh, I know, right?
Come on
now. That didn't sound good. You know, I'm going to give you something so
teach
you can take this
teach
one.
It.
I mean, I'm going to get something. I just got to. I need to play the long rail. Can I do it anyway? Look what he
well,
said.
You're all right. You're all right.
Look what my brother said. My brother, be not many masters. Now, put this in your margin,
mm-hmm.
y'all. Come
I don't
know the Holy Spirit. Put this in your margin. James 3:1. My brother,
mm-hmm,
that's what I love.
That's right.
I love teaching, you know. I love preaching God's word. My brethren, be not many masters. Know that we should receive the greater condemnation. You hear what I said? The
mm-hmm.
Bible said this now. My brethren, be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive the greater commission. That master means teacher. Help me, Holy Spirit. He said, don't be so many of y'all. You know why? You run up there want to teach. You run over there want to preach. Don't you know you're going to be accountable for every word come out your mouth? You can alter people's life with the word come out your mouth. Be careful, real, what you say to my people.
Yes,
what did they tell you when you was preaching one
yes,
day,
sir.
Real? Real was preaching.
Yes, sir.
They looked around and told him what nobody. He heard him, and as he was trying to convey and get the lesson together, he said, yeah, I got one for him. Real told him this.
Mm-hmm.
I got one for him. I got a mean lesson
yes,
for him today. Then God stopped him in his pen and said, you hold your pen right there, Red. Stop that ink up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You be careful what you say to my people.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
I know I'm right about
yes,
it. Because when you're in tune with the Lord and you getting a sermon together or you teaching and you getting something together, and God said, be careful what you say to my people.
Mm-hmm.
Be careful how you handle my people. And I'm going to do this if this
yes,
for the comical thing to this, Real. Can I do something comical? You want to laugh
go
a little
ahead,
bit?
Man.
Just tell me you want to laugh a little bit. He's coming
yes,
back
sir.
For a bride. He's coming back for a bride. He's coming
mm-hmm.
back for a bride. And he allowed us to be the best man, if you don't mind. If you don't mind.
Come
he
on,
allowed
come
us
on,
to
man.
Be a best man. For him.
Mm.
He never told us to be in the way of the groom. Oh, we can't step that road. We just the best man. Help me, Holy Spirit. Why
mm-hmm.
I say the best man? Because
mm-hmm.
the Bible said, many are called for a few are chosen. Help me, Holy Spirit. He said,
mm-hmm.
many are called for the few are chosen. You think everybody called. Oh, you just sit there for a while. You
mm-hmm.
sit there for a while. You can tell when they start writing about that word. Because they'll back up and say, Lord, it's me. Standing in the need of a help. It'll stop
mm-hmm,
you in the middle of service.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even worried to say what I'm saying now, Lord. Help
that's
me
right.
to
that's
bring
right.
this word, Lord. Help me, Lord, to bring this word, Lord. This is what you get in the comfort of the Lord. Y'all can tell I ain't at work. Can you tell I ain't at work? I get a little freer. You got me held down that door. So I'm resting a little bit. I'm telling Ro a little bit. But, Ray, let me tell you something, Ray.
Uh-uh.
He going to tell us, Ray. He going to tell us, Ray. You know, he going to tell
mm-hmm.
us. He said, what did you say to my people?
That's
just my word. See, some of us have been around. I said, he's coming to us preachers. And he's coming for ones who he's handling the word of God. He going to say, what did you do to my bride? What did you say to my bride? What did you say to my bride? I allow you to be the best man. Yes, sir. I allow you to be the best man. But now you're trying to be the groom.
mm-hmm.
I'm coming for my bride one day. You know, so the bridegroom coming, and he's going to what? He's going to come, and he's going to offer him up. Oh, help me, Austin. Let me be as long, because I might be
mm-hmm.
feeling like this by myself. Remember, I'll tell
you, all right?
The Holy Spirit,
mm-hmm.
right? If he bounds on something, because I got to get out of here, look what it says. For we hear that there are some which walk among you disorderly, working not at all.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in the book, y'all. I know y'all probably already read the whole thing. I like to take my time. You know, so he said, for we hear that there are some which walk among you disorderly, working not at all, but what are busybodies.
A busybody.
Well, you hear me here when I see this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they get mad at us, man, because we hear every week, man, doing this, because they want to hear certain people, man. I got a strange
mm-hmm.
check. And I tell them, man, bro, why you bring that to me, man? Hey, man,
mm-hmm.
When I started this thing with these brothers, man, I was sitting listening like a lot of y'all. Just listening. You know what I'm talking about? I was just listening,
mm-hmm.
man. You know what I'm talking about? Some kind of way God pushed me to the front. You know what I'm talking about? And I
mm-hmm.
there long. But let me tell you something when I hear this here, Reverend. He said, look at what he said, Reverend. Look what he said, Reverend. Look what he said. He said, now I like this part. He said that you hear me now, Reverend.
Mm-hmm.
You see him, Reverend. And they walk disorderly, Reverend. And they're working not at all. Now you get mad at me, I'm working. And somebody ain't working.
Mm-hmm.
And you gonna hear somebody ain't working. And somebody else works, but I don't know how it goes. It's the style of their teaching, the style of their preaching they probably want to hear. But the Bible say they busybodies.
Mm-hmm.
The busybodies. I ain't talking about them, y'all. if the shoe fits, wear it, though. But let me tell you something. There's some people out there packing news. Boy, you see how the Bible helps you, man? I'm going to say this. Y'all probably going to think I'm lying. You probably think I'm lying. I didn't put this together all weekend. I just picked this up today. And I woke up this morning and looked at it when we come on the show in the ministry, and it was in my heart, and God gave me a place to put it where it was, that we need a free course. We need to pray for our minister.
Mm-hmm.
The believers should pray for
mm-hmm.
our minister. I keep telling y'all, pray for us, because they won't have the
mm-hmm.
vision. You know, I like Reverend Henry. I love Reverend Henry, but I hate Reverend Brian or Eric,
mm-hmm.
whatever you want to call him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I won't see
mm-hmm.
him. And brothers and sisters, if you find somebody you want to listen to, if you find somebody you like hearing them, call them and see where they at, and ask them and pray for them and see where they at, and see can they come back on, or y'all might know or where they at, you know, and listen to them. But it's not our fault. We're not pushing nobody out. You know what I'm talking about? We're not telling nobody to stop
right.
coming over. I got to put this in your heart, man. There's people doing what they want to do. It ain't us. Well, it ain't me, you know. You might. I'll take the charge you want to give to. He said busybody. Busybody means someone taking news house to house. You know,
yes,
where they
sir.
Come.
Yes,
did
sir.
You hear this, Rev? Oh,
mm-hmm.
And they whisper. And then Rev get it. He go take it to that sister. He go take it. He take it to
mm-hmm.
that sister. By the time he get back to over Eric ain't said nothing what they just said. They packing news. They busybody.
Mm-hmm.
They running house to house and stirring up stuff. You know what I'm talking about? I'm in the book, y'all.
Love
he
said, him.
Now them, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Now them, there are such, we are commanded to exalt, that's what I love about this word, by our Lord, Jesus Christ, that with the quickness of the work and eating their own bread, but ye, brethren, be not weary and well-doing. He said, if
yeah.
any man yeah. obey not our word by the epistle, he said, note that man and I have no company with him. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He said that
mm-hmm.
he may be ashamed. Yet count him not as an enemy, but admonish him as a brother. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Oh, I know I'm right about it. Oh, I know I'm right about it. We don't look at nobody as an enemy. I don't care what they say about us. They can
That's
call
right.
me black and white. That's my new nickname I heard. That's my new nickname, Red. Black
mm-hmm.
and white. I'm too black and white, Red.
Black and white.
Hey, call me. That's my new nickname.
That's
right. It ain't Brother Eric no more. It's black and white. You know, that's pretty good stuff, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Red. Hey, Red. But I still love the people, man. I could tell another to hit that one button right now if you strong with them. Tell you, every time somebody comes in about don't do this, do that, what I tell them, brother, nothing, I'm still praying with them. I'm still going to give up on them. I remember
mm-hmm.
people come to me and told me about some certain people, said they'll never get it. Why are you still impressing
mm-hmm.
with them?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you still teaching them? They'll never get it. I said, brother, I'm going to keep on doing it, man. I got to keep on doing it, man. I got to keep on doing it, man. God will get them. I can't get it, but God can. Man, you wasting your time with them. You wasting
mm-hmm.
your time with them. Oh, yeah, I know I'm right about it. I got a witness over here, too. But you know what? But God increase if man decrease. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
If the man would decrease, God would surely increase. I know John said that over there.
Mm-hmm.
I know he
mm-hmm.
said it. Because the reason why John said it, because Jesus had came and been baptized.
Mm-hmm.
So he had to move out the way of the ministry so he could just take him so far. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He was getting to prepare
mm-hmm.
for Jesus, and he had to step out the way. Somebody said, so was he Elijah? The book said he was a spirit of Elijah. Oh, help
mm-hmm.
me, Holy Spirit, if I could teach it. He was a spirit of Elijah. What you mean by that, Reverend or Eric? What I mean about that, before Jesus come, Elijah had to come back. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. So John prepared the way for Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
So when Jesus come on the scene, he was so humble. He said, I'm not even worthy to unlatch his shoes, my brothers and sisters.
Mm-hmm.
But here he come. See, I baptized with water. But here he come. He going to baptize you with the fire in the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
Holy
mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. Yes, sir. I know you see me. They try to judge John. toward Jesus. I have never seen John drink. I have never seen John do this. I've never seen John be like all these sinners. But look at this man. We call him a Messiah. He does everything outside. But look at him. They call him a glutton. Somebody talking about, somebody asked me yesterday, right? somebody asked me yesterday about drinking, right? And I told him again. I said, we pray and preach that you stay absent for that because we don't know how to handle ourselves sometimes, some of us. You know what I'm talking about? But the Bible never said you couldn't drink. If that's the case, now I might be wrong. Y'all get this, y'all get to another pen now. You go tell somebody. Hey, the Bible says this here now. I'm saying, Jesus turned water to wine.
That's right.
That was his first miracle. He turned water to wine. Now, if he turned water to wine and allowed man to drink, I mean, come on, man. Listen to the story now. If it was bad, you think he would have did it? Jesus never sinned. Help me, Holy Spirit. Help
never.
Me, Holy Spirit. Now, but we teach to say absent from it now. Help me, Holy Ghost. We teach you to be sober, you know, something.
That's right.
But if you want a little, want to get a little nip, you know, just don't get drunk, y'all. Don't get drunk over those stuff, you know what I'm talking about? Well, we teach you to stay away from that stuff, you know. But you got to get a little nip, you know, get you a little nip. But don't try to drink up the whole nip in one day, Reverend. Put that thing down, Reverend. Yeah, let me get out of here. Now the Lord of peace. I'm out here, y'all. Now the Lord of peace. You hear what I said? Now the Lord of peace. I'm going to do it one more time. Himself give you peace always. By all means, the Lord be with you. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. If you don't get that, I've been trying to establish this. Man, we got to have peace. Oh, I love this thing. I love it. We got to have peace. Because if you walking with the King, help me, Holy Spirit. If you truly walking with the King, peace gonna be a by. Because we should be peaceful. Well, you should do this some other kind of way. No, because you need to nip it in the bud. Some people's mind. You don't watch the mind.
Right.
It start bouncing off each other like them busybodies. It start bouncing off each other. And it start off like a little bitty little fire, then it'll come up and be a forest fire. You know what I'm talking about? He said, now the Lord of peace, he said, himself, I mean, I'm just reading the word now, give you peace always, by all means. The Lord be with you all. Now, I have to add something down because of salvation. He says, you can put this in your margin too, y'all. I don't do no, but just this in your margin. Isaiah 26, in that day, shall this song be sung in the land of Judea. We have a strong city. Salvation with God appoint for the wall of the bulwark. Open ye the gates that the righteous nation which keep the truth may enter and end. Now watch this here. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind who stays on thee because he trusts in the Lord. Trust ye in the Lord forever. Look what the book says.
Yes.
For the Lord Jehovah, everlasting strength. I just read something to you now. He said, thou will keep his mind in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusts in thee. Let me do it again. Trust in the Lord forever. For the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. So I'll leave you with that.
Yes.
Put you tied this Isaiah 26 over to this First Thessalonians Thessalonica 3:16 to you. The Lord, now the Lord of peace. Oh, I know I'm in the book, y'all. I love this thing, man. I can go all like I love this. He said, now the Lord of peace give you peace of always by all means. That the Lord be with you all. He said, salutation of Paul, help me, Holy Spirit, with minds on hand, which is token of every epistle, so I write. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. What do you say? Amen. I love
Amen.
The book. I love the book. I love reading the Word of God. It's like a piercing thing here. It pierces you, my brothers and sisters, when you working in this vineyard like we do. The Word, finally, sometimes you need, this is it. This is how I'm going to come to you. We started out like that, and then he ended with the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. After he said all that, in between that, you know, we gotta say it like it is, real. We can't water it down. But I ask you, you know,
yes.
There's a few things I need to get out this thing, and I'm through, real. That was it for me. But I ask you a few things when I leave it on the table like this here. And I love people sending me things, but let me tell you something. Please pray. Please, when you get news and stuff, please pray. You know, pray for the ministers. Pray for the ones. Can you help me with it? Can you help me with this? Can you pray for us? I always tell y'all, pray for us.
Mm-hmm.
If the other person don't get the news like I got it, and he think when somebody come to him because they say they want to hear from him, his head get big, his head get big. I'm telling you, they need to tell you what the Word say. We are examples of Christ. When you see us, it shouldn't be guessing if God is in the midst of us. It should be, you know, for a fact. I'm not saying you're not going to make no mistake, but I do know
sure. It
ain't how you fall. It's how you get up, my brothers and sisters. When the last time you had to get up? The preachers got to get
mm-hmm.
up. The ministers got to get up.
Mm-hmm.
But what James was saying about being suffering our many masters and teachers, he said it for a reason. People think it's so glorious sitting up there being amongst people, having authority and shooting out your mouth and everything at somebody. But if it ain't coming from the heart, God, people will not receive it. You know why I say that, Reverend?
Mm-hmm.
This is going to mess me up too, though. The Bible said this here. He said, the sheep would know my voice,
mm-hmm.
and a stranger,
right. They
would not hear.
Would not
look what
hear.
He said.
Yeah.
Reverend, know what he said? Because I call them by their name.
mm-hmm.
Somebody said, I ain't never had the Lord call me by my name. Let me tell you something. Have you been in a service and somebody telling you all about your business? He calling your name then.
mm-hmm.
Hey, help me on spirit.
Help me on spirit.
he calling your name then. But he
mm-hmm.
never just said Eric. But he said, you know you shouldn't be committing adultery. You know you shouldn't be a liar. You know you shouldn't
Come
be a
on
whoremonger. He calling your name
mm-hmm.
then.
He called your name, man.
he
mm-hmm.
told you to love one another, and you ain't love nobody but anybody you love who could do something for you. He said, love somebody
mm-hmm.
who can't get nothing back, Reverend. Who can't give it back to you,
That's
love.
Right.
Love them, Rev.
Mm-hmm.
He calling your
mm-hmm.
name. Oh, help me, Lord. That's a whole other subject. Can I say it again? We know. Y'all remember that? Y'all remember that? We know. Y'all
mm-hmm.
remember that? We know we're liars.
Mm-hmm.
We know we're
mm-hmm.
backbiters. We know we can't hold no news. We know we everything but the Son of God. We know. But have you been born again?
mm-hmm.
Have you accepted the Lord of your soul? Said, Lord, I want to change. I want to do it better now, Lord. I want to serve you, Lord. I want to follow you, Lord. I can't get it right, Lord. You're at the right spot, right there, because you're admitting first that you have a problem. And once you admit that problem to the Lord, let him minister to you and receive what he gives. And I'm going to tell you something. He just gave me this, Rev. Please help me with this, Rev. He just gave me this one, Rev. Please help me with it. Hide on the press. Watch this here. For us that made it. Yeah, help me on this. We came on to the other side, and we fall short. When you hear God's voice, you supposed to stop. What you talking about hearing God's voice? Here you go. You've been too holy right now. I said, when you hear God's voice, what you mean by his voice? When you hear God's teaching and preaching, and he's speaking to you, you better sit back and say, Lord, this sermon ain't for me. You better look at somewhere. It might be for all of you.
Mm-hmm.
Preaching and all. Yeah. It ain't for me today. That's for somebody else. He could have said this on the back line. Oh, I know how folks think, Rev. I've been around this thing a long time.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about? Hey, Rev, that's why the pastor has to be led by God. He used God's word,
right,
and he ministered to the people.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. He ministered to people. We can have all kind of conversations, but when we start talking about the good word, I said it too, the good word,
mm-hmm. Yes.
It's a problem. It ain't time for that. It's too long. You know, we got all kind of things. And I understand people attention span. But we can go everywhere else. It's been 5 hours on this, 10 hours on that. We could talk about, let me do the race game for a minute, y'all don't mind. We could talk about one race for 2 or 3 weeks. We can talk about who's reveling in the game. We can do all these old things. But when it comes down to the house of the Lord, we got some issues on that one. Let me get out of there, man. Reverend. I ask for you, brothers and sisters, to keep us in prayer. I ask for you, brothers and sisters, to always be with us. Pray for us. You know, don't keep us in prayer. If I said something to offend you, said something, it was off the what we call the change, or something was in your mind, you know, it was something you couldn't understand. And we ask you to go to the ones you asked me about, you know what I'm talking about? And if they gave you something to help you with the understanding, it don't hurt my feeling at all, because I believe in kingdom building. I believe we can all work together. I don't have no difference for nobody. I'm not here for no sake. For, and matter of fact, what they do in certain church, they vote them out. Hey, Rev, they vote them out, Rev. Don't they, Rev?
Mm-hmm.
They vote ministers out.
They do. Yes,
they vote them out. I'm cool with that. Y'all can vote me out. I'm cool with that. But they ain't going to stop me from preaching, teaching God's word. I'm serious. Hey, Rev, I'm serious. I'm serious, Rev.
I hear you.
Yeah, Rev, they vote them out, man. They vote them out. You know what I'm saying? So you don't have to go hear from the horses, man. I'm cool with that. I'm going to still do my thing. I get to preach and teach every Sunday, bro. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. I'm going to say it again. Yes, sir. For the name of
the Lord.
Where did all this come from? Where did it come from? Finally. Yeah, you might catch your boy in a minute. Finally, brethren.
Mm-hmm.
Will y'all pray for us so we have a free court? It's many evil men out there, not like y'all. Pray for us.
Mm-hmm.
Pray for us. We pray for the ones that they get their message that they've been missed. Mm-hmm. They need to come over and while you ain't doing dust and dust, pray for them too. You know what I'm talking about? Pray for
mm-hmm.
them, because you best believe, I'm going to put this on you, put this in your book. It ain't because of Eric, man. It's because the people want to do what they want to do, man. It ain't because of Eric.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mind you calling me Eric. You got to deal with the other part of that.
Mm-hmm.
I pray for my strength in the Lord. I thank God. I might, you know, do something a little different here lately. I know I've been doing a little lately, a little different. My job has me doing some few things. Y'all, it ain't just I done bagged up, y'all. It just be I have a job. And they asking me to do some few things now. You know what I'm talking about? And, hey, you might get to hear from them real soon. You might get to hear from them people you want to be to hear from. You know what I'm talking about? Reverend, that's all I got, Reverend. Pray for my strength, Rev.
Yes, sir. Always. 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 If you remember before we came on, I prayed that the Lord would go before and clear the way.
Yeah.
And I had no idea for your lesson, what the lesson was, but look what God did.
We both did. But come on.
Yeah.
We both did. So, remember, I promise you.
Yeah.
I don't do too much of this either. I don't do too much of the line, man. I just picked that up,
mm-hmm.
man. And everything I add to that, and everything God add to that, what we're going through, he does it. I don't have no notes. None.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he leads me to every scripture I go to, man. That problem with Roman, I need to get like other people. I need to have more notes, you know.
God speaks, man. God speaks, and he spoke back then in parables, and he still speaking in parable now where men will understand, and he just gave me something. He just, you know,
come on,
we and while, you know, this was the Lord said that we'll accept money no matter how it comes.
God bless you, brother. God bless you.
But yet we pick and choose how we want to hear the word. But man, somebody can give you some dirty money and you'll accept it. You know, money that wrinkled all up, crumbled all up, but it's the money they give me. Oh man, yeah. Thank you, man. I appreciate that. But you know, but yeah, we want to pick and choose something that's going to help our lives, something that's going to strengthen us, something that's going to. But yet for folly, we don't care where it's coming from. You know.
Wow.
But something that. As long as it's, and I like how he gave, confirmation. You know, he gave confirmation a while ago when you was talking about certain things and speaking of sin or whatever, and he's calling your name. Yesterday, when the sermon was going on, is God is calling. You know, people to righteousness. And one of us to see, because we are set apart, we are different. But if it's getting God attention, hallelujah, that's what we want. You know, many will flock, many will assemble, many will be there where it's fighting and mischief, but how many want to be where someone is growing, someone is getting help, a prayer is being answered? Oh, in the name of Jesus, then we know that we're in the right place. But as long as I can hear, God is listening. As long as I can hear, God is answering. As long as I can hear, God is making a way. As long as I can hear, the Holy Spirit is convicting the hearts of men and making them want to do the will of God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And as long as it draws you, you know, and I love how God is doing. I love what God is doing. So we need to be mindful, we need to be careful, and we need to understand where the voice of the Lord in the name of Jesus, because there's going to be a time, man, I wish I would have, man, I wish I could have. Oh, but, you know, be careful how we use our mouth, or be careful how we be a busybody. Especially when you just have read it in the Word, you just have experienced what God has allowed us to experience. Some had asked for prayer, and God has blessed. He has listened in the name, and we've heard testimonies how He has answered prayer. Someone has desired a thing, and then we got messages how God is doing so much, and He's going to hold those accountable that have witnessed this and turned away from it. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I don't mean to make anybody sad, but God showed evidence with Brother Dexter how we pray. Hallelujah. And He made him get better. Pray, but God knew His plan all along, but God was showing us that He heard our prayer. God was letting us know, you know, hallelujah. God held up His plan just to speak to someone. God had already planned to transition him, but he held it back that he may speak to someone, that he may show someone a little bit more faith, so that he may show someone, I hear you praying. Hallelujah. But I have my own plan that I'm going to work, but I hear you praying. In the name of Jesus. So I think that's why I say I always thank the Lord for what he has done and is doing. I'm not saying it as a cliche, but I'm thanking God. Hallelujah. Because I know when God speaks, just like he spoke to me so clearly when I thought I was getting a good lesson together, but he wanted me to be careful. Ever since that day, I'm real careful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we have beautiful, beautiful things that our hands blessed us. Hallelujah. So what in sharing our faith? The what in sharing our faith? Hallelujah. The what in sharing our faith?
God bless.
Trying to make this a little bigger for these eyes. Praise the Lord. When we've come to know God personally, we'll want to share about him with those around us. You know, that's why we stress it so, you know. Because we want you to experience God is more than just someone that answers prayer. God is more than just someone to help you when you're in trouble. God, oh, hallelujah. He wants to unfold things unto you. You don't have to always stumble. God wants to give you strength. God wants to bless you so you don't have to stumble. Because the wages of sin is death. He has to punish you for your disobedience. So he would rather love you. he would rather reward you for being good. Hallelujah. Yes, sir.
That's what, you know, slipped my mind. That's what he gave me. He gave me that too. It slipped my mind that for believers, right? That make a mistake or fumble, and we always tell you to get up and clean. But God still will punish you. He still will punish you even though you repent. Let me get this on because I might not be signed with it.
Oh man, you're right.
God will still punish you, even you repent. Oh, yeah. God will still punish you.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the children of Israel.
You're right about it.
When you said that, but it slipped my thought. But come on, Red. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's wonderful. Oh, yeah. And people need to know that. You could say, I'm sorry to parents. You know, I'm sorry. Yeah, I know you're sorry, but I'm gonna say I'm a whoopee. You know, it's scripture. It says the wages of sin is death, and the pay for sin. You know, Jesus, though he died for our sin, but he did not give us a license to sin. You know, it was asked even in the scripture, should we continue sin that grace may abound? God forbid, you know. You don't want to become an abuser of grace. Because one day when you need it, you may have abused it too much. That God will withhold, you know. You know, a lot of people say you don't miss your water till your well runs dry. But if you strive after doing what pleases God, you store up yourself. You store up for yourself blessings. You store up for yourself, allow that more grace and mercy. See, He gives, you looking at, you'll see it through Timothy and stuff. But when he allowed more grace, because he allowed more grace to the ministers, because they have to go to tough times when Titus is. He said, it's tough down here in Crete. But this is
I like
what
that.
I think you have. They
I like
set
that.
Things in order. You know, sometimes you think sermons is hard. Is, oh, man, that's rough. He's going so hard, but he has to go there. God
watch
has never have, and never been. Yes, sir.
Now this is, you can put this in your margin. I'm going to do something off the cuff because, you know, I was guilty about 15. I'm going to do something off the cuff. They got this in the NIV. You know I'm doing this off the cuff. I say NIV, right? The NIV says the word of God is alive and powerful.
Mm-hmm.
It is sharper than a two-edged sword. It exposes
yes,
our innermost thoughts and desires.
Mm-hmm.
Can I read it again? The word of
yes,
God
sir.
Is alive
mm-hmm.
and powerful.
Thank you, Lord.
It is sharper than two-edged sword. It exposes
mm-hmm.
our innermost thoughts
yes,
and desires. I
yes,
just want to let you know that's Hebrews. That's Hebrews 4:12. You know, that's what
mm-hmm.
real talking about. It's that word exposed.
Yes,
I went to the NIV, man. I did good, y'all. Come on. I like that thing, man. I like that thing.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Watch.
It's quick. Oh, two edges. Man, it cuts between the bone and the marrow.
In the marrow.
And
yeah.
the thoughts
yes,
and the tints of the heart. And you can show before us all day long, but God knows the whole matter of the thing.
Yes, sir.
Oh,
yes, sir.
And see what people don't realize. You know, you say man of God. You know, you say such and such. But when God starts revealing to that one you call man of God, then it's a problem. But he knows the sin and the thoughts of it. It takes of the heart. Hallelujah. So be careful what you say, my people. Hallelujah. Jesus invites us to come to him for life. Thank you, Amy. He says, come to me. And a little thought at the bottom said, Jesus invites us to come to him for life. Jesus said, the one who comes to me, I will be no means cast him out. The one that comes to me, I will by no means cast out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm glad we have a friend in God. Hallelujah. I'm glad he allowed us to be his friend. Hallelujah. And how he allowed us to be his friend, he gives us a mind to serve him, to do what he says,
that's
to believe him. You know, to be a believer, it's an action thing. You start finding out, what God wants. Not so much as what I want to say and bother, but you come to a point in your time that you want to obey the Lord. Hallelujah. That's a believer. That's action of your obedience. Hallelujah. It's better than you sacrificing this blood so much. Hallelujah. Oh, the blood sacrifice. But I want to obey God that he may be merciful, or even more merciful unto me, because He knows what we yet need. He knows what we yet have need of.
Yes.
He knows tomorrow. You know, he knows things that we're going to stumble over tomorrow that we don't even know. So why not serve him this day that a grace may be allowed at that, well, that we may stumble over tomorrow. Hallelujah.
Come on, man.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The growth. The growth chart. Oh, I like that. Oh, yes. I mean, the growth chart. Oh, we were just talking about that. The growth chart. Grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. 2 Peter 3:18. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Spiritual growth requires the solid food of God's word. Wow.
Uh-oh.
Spiritual growth requires the solid food of God's word. That food, see that's what we're trying to give you. We're trying to feed your spirit over here. A lot of places we want to feed your flesh, but we want to feed that spiritual man that you can grow, that you can look back in the Word of God and read it for yourself. Find out in the Holy Writ where the Word has been explained. It's been opened up to you. So you'll have to guess about it. And that's what evil spirits, they hate that, and they try to fight against it. But, oh, when I'm loved, when the word of God is preached and taught as plainly as it is here, hallelujah, ties you with so many big words, you get thrown off. See, that's what the itching ear flesh wants. But the spiritual man wants it to be plain to a solid food that you can take and nourishment, and it's going to help you grow in the spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Spiritual growth requires a solid food of God's word. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. And you hear all the time, we cry out, help us, Holy Spirit, because we lean and depend on the spirit to guide us, lead us, and guide us. Take with the knowledge that he allowed us to obtain, that when we apply it, the hearts that men will be convicted to say, what must I do? If you say, well, what must I do to know God a little bit better or do things better than what I've been doing? That's what we search after. Hallelujah, that we may reach one. Let every saved soul save us. So you know that he that winneth souls is wise. He will. You know, sometimes the truth hurts, but I found out let it hurt to help you. If you see me going wrong, pull my coattail. Let me know so I can get back on the straight and narrow. Hallelujah. A friend will tell you when you're wrong that love of God will correct you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Could I say that? Could I say that? I love that you gave it. Thank you, Lord. Could I say that? Oh, hallelujah. In the darkest hour of life, only the eyes of faith can we see the loving hand of God. Those darkest hours, hallelujah. The darkest hours of faith of life, can we only see the faith, hallelujah. Can we see the loving hand of God? You know, sometimes God allows things for his glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sometimes he allows things, you know, to become in your life so you can experience that nobody made a way for me but the Lord. And that's where I benefit. Hallelujah. But it's all, Lord, I don't know why you took mom or why you took dad. Sometimes you take loved ones that you may see him more clearly. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some people, they wouldn't lean on the Lord because so much help was always there for them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm not talking about what I heard. I'm telling you what I know. Hallelujah. Sometimes God removes a loved one that you may only trust in him, only depend on him, only seek after him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For he is a jealous God. Hallelujah. And he don't want no other God before him in the darkest hours of life. Only through the eyes of faith can we see the loving hand of God. Oh, hallelujah. You understand it. You understand, you know, it's strange to hear people say, hallelujah, that they start praying for their, for God to go ahead and take their loved one, because they're just there suffering. And then I seen it happen even in my own family. I was praying for my mom to go ahead and pass on, because she was just suffering. But my sister, they wanted her here no matter how, what kind of state she was in. And then they found out that they were being selfish. So finally, the Lord allowed their heart to be blessed, and they start having the same prayer as I did, for the Lord to go ahead and take her. Hallelujah. And, oh, hallelujah. Did you see the loving hand of God? Though on one hand, he was answering one prayer. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And on another hand, he was showing somebody compassion, because they felt like they wouldn't hurt so much long as he was laying there. But, oh, hallelujah, in space and time, he allowed them, their hearts. And that's what God is doing for the Christian right now. And even for the sinner, he's doing the same thing. He's allowing time and space that we may get it right, that we may come on home. Hallelujah. Those that are still trying to make God their choice, hallelujah. He's giving you time. Hallelujah. Why you think he has ministers making great sacrifices? Hallelujah. Reverend Brown often making a sacrifice. Even his job, his well-being that he has to provide for his family, hallelujah. But he put it all on the line that he may try to reach one. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. But sometimes love is smoke. Grace is smoke. But I'm so glad God will stand up and be that protector, even through his word, in the name of Jesus. But this is what I have. What thank you, Ada, for all this that you gave us. You gave us. Did I say that? Yes, you can. The growth chart, hallelujah. And she gave
that's all right
to me. Praise the Lord. The what is
hey, forever.
Sharing our faith. Amen. Yes, sir.
That I don't want nobody to misunderstand it, because you know I am off today, you know, on my job, you know, we didn't got through this pandemic, right? We didn't got through a lot of stuff. And customers are buying a lot, you know. So it caused, I owe nobody, but I'm going to just tell y'all this anyway. It caused me to tie into my job. You know, I got to be there, you know, when I'm in a certain position. I got to answer calls and this and that and other kind of stuff. But my thing is if you don't hear me, it ain't because of this sermon that we had today. You know, talking about this fall off, you know. Well, if you do hear me, you know, it is. I did that one time. Everybody stopped calling in. But let me tell you something. I might not be on sometime, you know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm telling you like this. Mm-hmm. It ain't just because I'm walking away. You know, my heart desire to be here, you know. I'm going to try to push it as much. If I do come on, I'm not going to put no obligation on nobody and say, man, I need you here. Dozen, 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 you know, because I do know this. This is really, tell the truth about it. Paul said it's almost like a job to do this blog talk. If you fight with it, you know, talking about, you know, especially if you're speaking a lot, you know, talking about, it's almost like a job.
Yeah.
You know, talking about, and you treat it like a ministry, but it's almost like a job. You got to be there at a certain time. You know, talking about, we don't have to hold it for 2 or 3 hours. You know, that's just where the spirit leaves to go. You know.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm telling you, would this be a disclaimer? This is what I'm trying to do, a disclaimer right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not here to tell you who gonna be on, who ain't gonna be on. So, for the record,
mm-hmm.
You ain't gotta text me no more. I'm not here to tell nobody who gonna be on, who ain't gonna be here. I'm just speaking for Eric. You know, if I have the opportunity to be on, I will be on. If I don't, I won't be on. You know, it won't be because I don't love you, brother.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some of my sisters, I don't. It don't mean it's not that, and I'm not putting no strain on nobody else to tell them, man. I need you to do this. Can you help us with this? It's gonna be on a person's heart.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't believe God will leave us nowhere. I don't believe if He do have me come on, it'd be like it was this week. I can't be on but a short time. I got to go. You know, to my,
praise the Lord.
Because my, I told one person, I got to get off by 9:05. I got to be off. You know, I got to be off. You know, I got to be off. But I'm just putting it on y'all, let you know. Yeah, if God's will be done. This is a disclaimer, I guess that's what it is. You know, maybe that might be the reason why God, since I'm getting these phone messages, why we ain't hear from him, why we ain't hear from her. You know, somebody, maybe you get a chance to hear from him now. And they might just come on and say, I'm gone. Or they don't hear much of me anymore like they used to. Maybe they might come on back. So you won't have to hear the gossip. It's you're coming from the horse's mouth. If you don't hear me that much, it's because I'm running for nobody else. I have a job, and I've been really, really, really sacrificed. You don't have too many jobs that you be on the phone like I be.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Christian-ran job, too, though. You know.
Amen.
And I'm going to tell y'all this here. They ain't even asked me not to do it. I'm doing it because I know better. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You know, I know better. I know, you know, they ain't saying that you're on the phone too long. You're doing this too much. They ain't saying now time. You know, but I'm doing it because I know what's right, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. And charge it to my head and not my heart. You follow?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Oh, no, I'm here.
Yeah, and the folks got bold. Folks so bold, man. They'll text you something, man. I don't even think they read what they be texting, man. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
I might be a different breed because I really believe God is using me. You know what I'm talking about?
That's it.
I really believe that. I really believe that. I really believe that because some of the things he have raised me to do in a short time, and I really.
Yeah.
I'm sick and tired of somebody questioning me about something I love to do with and you and that, and the person doing it ain't doing nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sitting around, they can't get news, and they ain't doing nothing.
They
ain't doing nothing, man.
We just read about that.
Ain't doing nothing. Why you won't hear from Brother Randy? Why you don't hear from Sister? Man, I don't know, man. Don't make out of me to play. It ain't me. Please text them. Please call them. Please pray for them. Yeah, do that for me, man. Because they sure ain't be, man. Yeah. I'm sorry. That, you know, maybe God for the movement. I don't know. You know. Maybe for the movement. I don't know. Y'all pray for my strength, though. Yes, sir. Come on, Rep. We got to get the exit plan. We got to get the exit plan. We got to get out of here.
over my head, I hear music in the air.
In the air. It must be.
Speaking. Yes, sir.
It must be a God.
It must be a God.
Somewhere.
Mm-hmm. over my head, you know. I want to make sure, that we hear from the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm glad. I'm so glad that God is still allowing us to be a blessing. And when I say allowing us, be a blessing. So we truly believe it. We cannot move unless he blesses. Well, we really believe in the scripture. It is in him that we move, we have our being. We can't even make ourselves wake up in the morning. Because he has to wake us. Hallelujah. So we thank God in the name of Jesus. I'm going to leave you with over my head. There's music in the air. Thank you, Jesus. Make sure we hear from the Lord, you know, so we can only be blessed by certain people. Make sure we hear from the Lord.
Let us pray. You know, let's put in transition. Let's pray, and then we can if it be God's will. You know what I'm saying, Rev? If it be God's will.
Yes, sir.
We'll be back tomorrow, if it be His will.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm not saying nobody texting is on the phone line right now. I'm not saying that. But if you ain't doing nothing, I don't prefer. I think with all them having something tomorrow, today, later on. I don't know. I ain't looking no. I don't do searching. But if they do have one, they do start up the show with prayer. And sometimes he give them a little time, but right before the stuff that they do about all weekend, that he'll let them come in and give them a little appetizer. You know, you can hear some of them over there then. They'll be there tomorrow, if it's God's will. You know, they'll be there tomorrow, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Please text them and call them. Ask them why. I don't have no thought about nobody, man. None. That irks me, man. When somebody texts me about something, and they won't even hit the one button. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Lord,
you know they'll be over there. You can holler, and Wood Dog let you ask a question on his show. Just hit the one button. I want to ask a question, Wood Dog. we'll let you ask a question over here, but they not over here. So if you ain't got that number. I got one or two of them numbers. You can hit me, and I can get you on. Maybe they'll ask the phone. We'll talk to them and ask them why. And I might need to do this one-on-one with you, you know. You know.
Mm-hmm.
But, again, if it be God's will, Reverend, if it be God's will,
yes, sir.
We'll be here tomorrow.
Yes,
if I be on, if I have to say something or speak anything, I'm telling you, I'm going to be on here no longer 9:05. I'm out of here. You know?
Mm-hmm.
If somebody else be, you know, I never tell them they can cut it off. It's when God says, tell them to cut it off. But I have to get off by 9:05 at least.
Praise
my time, Lord. Central time. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You got anything else, man?
That's it, man. You can pray us. You can pray us.
Did you read everything, Sister Moth? Here go. I think somebody did.
I read it.
You read it all.
Praise the Lord.
706-2126.
Yes, sir. Good morning, preachers and reverends and good brothers.
Good morning.
Between the lines on this thing now. And, you know, I used to come on my show and get very, very upset because the guys are supporting me for the drama and the yo-yo stuff, but they didn't want to come on and appreciate me for that good Savior, the Lord. So I said, Seth, stop worrying about it. When is their time in need?
Yes, sir.
Or when is their time in need to call on the Lord? Well, it'd be their fault if they ain't got enough in the bank to draw no money at the bank. So all I'm going to say is, Reverend Bryant, Reverend Henry, and whoever else listening, you say if it's God's will and you teaching God's way and you're doing the right thing, why worry about who on and who's not on and who's going to do this and who's going to do that?
There you go.
If it was me,
there you go.
Can't say what I want to say because I'm going to respect the show. But you know, if I was on that other show, know what I said on that other show. I tell him, don't go to heaven. Don't go to heaven. Well, you read between the lines. All I'm saying is I can hear the frustration in Reverend Bryan's voice on certain things, and I understand it fully because I've been doing it longer than y'all been doing it for this radio show go. And I told him when I was doing it, and they come in every night, and I told him, this radio blog talk show is a job.
Uh-huh.
A job. You don't just jump up and do it. It's a job. You got to be there on time.
Yes,
you got to have something to say.
Yes, sir.
I hope you do.
Sir.
And I told you, it's a job. Now, Reverend Bryant,
yes, sir.
You know, I've been knowing him for a minute now, and I love that brother. Well, he hard-headed.
God bless you.
Because I told that knucklehead, Reverend Bryant, keep it to about an hour. Yeah. You'll be all right. But now, he says God's will to go as long as we have to go. And guess what? Now, I've been on here since the show started, so I've been on here too. And I'll be on here every day, God's willing. Every day I'm on here. But I'm going to say
yes,
it again,
yes,
and
sir.
I believe in what you said. If you preaching what you believe in, then don't worry about who on and who ain't on. And
yes,
I wouldn't even answer the question.
There you go.
I wouldn't even answer the question no more. And I'm going to leave it at that. Y'all
yes.
brothers have a good day.
Now,
I'm going to listen to y'all.
Hold on when you go somewhere, because you're a controversial
yes, sir.
Guy.
Yes, sir.
You know, you're a very controversial guy. I did, man. I did, but I kept getting I got another one. I said, why y'all texting me, man? You know, I'm just trying to do the word of God. You know, sometimes, if y'all want to hear from them people, we always say where they be at, man. Matter of fact, if I had the backline number, I could put you on where they at now. You know, some of them.
Well, see, now, that's the thing about it. Some people, if they want to
yeah.
listen to the gospel, irregardless of who it's
yeah.
coming from. So if people on there, they want to hear from us, not on here. If it's the same word and
yeah.
the same, if it's Lord's willing and Lord's word, why worry about who bringing it to you? And if you want to hear a certain person speak or that, don't ask me now, because I'm going to tell you, go call them then.
Hey, and I'm going to tell you,
don't
let me
tell you too long, Reb. I mean, and I get back to the old Willie dog.
Say
it's frustrating.
The new
a lot of people don't realize it's frustrating to come on here to try to help people like we are doing.
Mm-hmm.
I say we because I do it too. And then, like I said, you got a job. We got a job. We got lives too. But we take out part of our lives to come out here to try to better your life, whether you believe that or not.
Yeah.
People, but
thank
see, this is what keep me going. If I get one, just one,
there you go.
Good answer
go.
For. Person that really needed that gives me the motivation to keep going, because otherwise I'd have been quitted. Every time I have the show, the appetizer or the Tuesday show, at least
yeah.
one person called me and said they appreciate it, and man, that's what they're waiting to look for. So I'm saying to myself, I'm not going to punish the masses. I'm not going to punish that with the minority
yeah.
because the masses ain't doing what the hell they supposed to do.
Yeah, the majority we're going to let me tell you this here, because you are very controversial now. Now, you're very controversial. Can I say it again?
Yes, sir.
You're very controversial, and you don't mind speaking to Willie Dog. Let me tell you this, man. Let me tell you what God loves. That we try our best to give, and we always say it, the ability what God give us. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And we try from the bottom of our heart. And you never, how many times you probably been, if you've been around the church long enough to hear somebody just do this for, watch this here now, don't get a trip in there for free. How many times you have been around church folks and they do something for free? They might do it for a
They don't never do nothing for free. They say they be doing it, try to make like they doing it, but everybody on the download be trying to get, what you going to give me for coming in here and speaking this here? What you going to give me for cutting this grass? What you going to give me for polishing these here and the pits and everything? They want to get paid. They want money. They ain't doing nothing free. There's nothing from out of your heart. They're not a cheerful worker. Just like you said, the Lord want a cheerful giver. They're not a cheerful worker, because we always looking for some on the backlash to get some in return. And when none in return, we should just get our salvation and our glory and our thanks from God. That's what we should get, if that's what we're doing it for.
That's it. There you go. And I'm going to leave you with this, and I ain't going to hold you long. You having a ministry? Y'all doing something today? I have looked on. Have y'all, you doing something today?
Reverend Brown, you're doing just like them jokers that text you. You're doing the same thing them jokers that text you. You're doing the same thing to me.
How you going to respond?
I you better be glad I'm in this sitting. I'm responding here. Have a show. Long as I got breath, I'm gonna have my same show. The same show I've been doing on Mondays and Tuesdays. I'm always gonna do that unless God sees different. So you ain't gotta ask me if I'm gonna have something going on today. I'm gonna be there.
Okay.
Whether anybody else gonna be there, I don't care.
Okay. God's will. We'll be all on that with you. We're coming.
No.
We're going to hear a few things. Until y'all get sideways, then we're gone.
well, you know it's going to get sideways, but I tried to explain myself. Like, you put your disclaimer out, I put my disclaimer out.
Good.
But see, the thing about it, see, See, my, I got a captive audience over there. I ain't going to brag about it. But see, I got a captive audience. If I come on there and do the prayer show for an hour and a half, they're going to still be on there because they're going to wait for that backlash stuff. So they nosy.
Yeah.
Nosy people, and they love drama, and they want to walk that crooked path. So they're going to be on there waiting. So I don't even have to rush the prayer show. Sometimes I still, in my mind, because it's my show per se. I ain't trying to say it's my because it's my show and I pay for it. But I don't want to hold it for an hour because, see, like I said, I'm a very intelligent man, Reverend, and I've been to college and all, and I studied everything. And they say that normally humans, the human mind is only, their attention span is only about 30 to 40 minutes, attention span. So that's why I started the show and said we were going to go 30 minutes at first, and then we moved it to 45, and then we moved it to an hour. Because I don't care how good you praying, I don't care what you're doing or whatever, get it on what it is, unless it's some drama, unless it's that drama we have. I'm going to just keep calling it the drama. They're not going to stay on there and listen to it. They don't want to listen to it. So be it.
Okay.
Don't get me to talking because you know I'm long-winded. I get long-winded too.
No. You good. It's hefty conversation. That's all it is. I just wanted to, since you hit that one button, I know you don't mind running your mouth. So I know you've been ostracized to it before about what you do and what you don't do. You can't
still getting it, Rev. Still getting it. But then I come on here, I listen to y'all, and I'm going to tell you the truth. Every now and then when you send me that one text, that's just enough to keep me going on, brother. That's all I'm going to say. That
God
keeps me
you.
Going on.
God bless you. God bless you, man. God bless you. And that's what we're supposed to do, Brother Willie. We're supposed to encourage one each other. I'm going to tell you, man, sometimes we could be, you said this a long time ago, I really believe it. We got some sensitivity in us, too.
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, I didn't say it like that though, but you cleaning it up. I didn't want to bring it up, but now me, I come on there and I took my clothes off and I was naked and in front of God and in front of y'all. I told y'all I had a bad habit. I still got that habit. I catches myself, but I still got it. I like curse too much. I'm a cursing. I curse so much. If I prayed as much as I curse, they'll get tired of hearing me. But it seems like they like the cursing more than they like the praying. Why, I don't know. But my point is, I told y'all I was backsliding. I told y'all I was doing wrong. I know I was messing up. I was asking for help. But I see a whole lot of my brothers doing a lot of backsliding. They're doing a lot of backsliding. That's all I'm going to say.
So that's
if I drop a brick on somebody's toe, I hope you had your steel toe shoes on and it didn't hurt too much.
Yeah. Hey, watch this. That scripture we read earlier about being examples before the brethren. Would that take away I'm a man away? Could you keep using that word that I'm a man? If you're a minister or a teacher?
We all are men, and I think we play this role sometimes just for the
yeah.
I don't know, Rip.
Okay, that's a good answer, but teacher and the preacher of the word of God, man or woman, and Paul just said that we are examples before you. We are examples. Mm-hmm. We've been an example for you. What that means to you?
Well, if we're going to be an example, I don't know. That's hard for me to answer in this realm. That's hard for me to answer. I mean,
you didn't
the same thing
words.
As saying...
you have lots of words. Now you ain't
do what I
say,
do as I do. Which, I don't know which way to go. I don't know which way to go, Rip.
So, now you know which way to go. You know what you don't want to think right now? I'm going to tell the AMO. If you teaching the word of God, right?
Yes.
And you preaching the word of God, you evangelize, you just bringing the word of God and say, do as I say, not as I do. Which one is a correct? Which one would be correct to you? Do as I say or do as I do?
I'm about to say do as I say because a lot of people say a lot of things, but they don't do what they say.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say you might preach the right way, but do you live the right way?
Okay, there you go. There you go.
If that's the case, we wouldn't have all these downfalls and all these backsliding and all these sidewalks, sideballs and everything. I mean, because if you're speaking the word of God and but you're not living the word of God, then I really not want to do as you do. I want to do as you say.
There you go. No, you know. Because you know, you said a while ago, you don't want everybody to follow your, some of your sign. You might say something stupid one day. The old widow dog might jump out.
I'm going to say something stupid. I already know this. I already know I'm going to do it before I do it. I know I'm going to do it. It's just a matter of when.
You know, you're a gunslinger. You know what I'm talking about? You're a gunslinger. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yes.
You come to the fight without a knife.
And I got one of them John Wayne guns. My bullets don't never give out. I ain't never seen John. I seen a whole John Wayne movie, 2 hours. And I saw him shoot all the people. I ain't seen him load down time. So I got one of them cowboy guns. I don't never have to load up no more. I just shoot. I don't never have to reload.
Now, watch this here, brother. When you fell right into this little thing, you fell right into this here.
That's because I wanted to. God pushed me into this here. God pushed me into hitting the one button to relieve some of the stress you was having. I heard you, Reverend Brian.
Yeah.
Feeling much better now. See, the thing about you, Reverend Brian, you don't realize. See, I studied people. You was frustrated. Yeah. You almost wanted to curse on him. So I came on here. Now you laughing. That laugh you got, that little laugh you got. Once you do that, you all right. That little laugh you got, that means you okay now.
Hey, man, you cool with me, man.
You cool. Yeah, because ready to get out of here, say you had to go, say them folks at work looking at you sideways because you ain't doing it here. But right now, you ready to ball now because you get it off your chest now. So you venting right now. See, a lot of people don't realize you venting right now.
When you said, I want somebody to pray for me,
well, I'm going to help you vent for you. You venting right now.
You so right. You're right. I'll tell you when you're wrong. I'll stop you when you're wrong.
Yes, sir.
Can I say this here, though? This is why we do what we do, Brother Willie.
Mm-hmm.
This is why even when my mind, my thoughts were somewhere, I kept preaching. I kept teaching. You understand me? Mm-hmm. And it was good that I went at work so I can express my love.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about? Did I have for the people?
Let me show you again what I think maybe the problem is. Let me show you what I'm see. Don't nobody want to be a leader. Nobody wants to be a leader till a leader start leading. And then when they're leading, you always got something to say about how he leading.
Uh oh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm gonna say, I said this here, Reverend Brown, you might not like it. See, a lot of people think you are dominant and you overbearing. Some of them think that,
uh-huh.
But then when you lay back, uh-huh. Then they want you to be dominant and overbearing, you know, in a good way. So, you know, what I try to say is, when you're a leader, they want you to be a leader, but when you lead, they want to tell you how to lead. If you're going to tell me how to lead, why don't you jump on in and just do it yourself? It's an open
forum. Come on, man. So I like that.
Yes, sir.
And watch this here. You see how God pulled the truth out of him just then? He opened up something. Because he heard something. He said, a lot of people said you overbearing.
Now, you want me to tell you somebody
watch
I can't
this,
read?
Now, watch this.
Oh, come on. Oh,
Reverend Henry. Oh, Reverend Henry.
Yeah, Reverend Henry. I can't read Reverend Henry. You know why? You know why I can't read Reverend Henry? I don't really know Reverend Henry.
Talking.
I don't talk to him enough. Now, Reverend Henry just sat back.
There you
go. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Reverend Henry just sat back and... like a sponge. He just taking everything. You know, if you don't squeeze him, ain't nothing coming out of it. So, you know, I can't read Reverend Henry because Reverend Henry don't, I haven't heard him be controversial. I ain't never heard him raise his voice. I ain't really heard nothing about him. I haven't heard an angry word out of him. I just hear Reverend Henry sitting back doing his thing. So, Reverend Henry about the only one I ain't been to read so far.
Okay. That's a good thing. I don't know if it's
a good thing
or bad
thing. But like I said, I read that. It ain't that I didn't have nothing to read about him. It's just I ain't had nothing, you know, how he goes, how we do, put it this way. He got less ups and downs on human emotions than we do. I'm going to put it that way.
Well, it's in God's timing, whatever that is.
Mm-hmm.
On that part.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's, see, he's still getting to know people, too. You know,
right.
And it's in God's speed when he wants something to happen. You know, it's on that part.
Uh-huh.
But my thing is, because I don't want you to think you're slick. My thing is this, you see how he came out with the truth, Mother Gloria?
Mm-hmm.
Reverend Brian is
the Reverend Henry. But guess what, though, Reverend Henry?
Hold on.
I got to talk to Reverend Henry now. I want to talk to you. Reverend Henry, you know why I love Reverend Brian? You know why I love him?
Talk to him.
Because me and him on the back lines done had some disagreements now. We done had some disagreements.
Yes,
but guess what?
Yes, sir.
He did just like the Lord did. He didn't give up on me. He ain't gave up on
me.
I think sometime when he was mad with me or we weren't going to talk, he'd shoot me a text. Once he shoot me that text, I go to another world. So that he ain't gave up on me. So I'm good to go, Reverend. I'm good to go, Reverend Henry. I'm good.
Uh-oh. Praise the Lord.
Here you go. I'm trying to stay on course. You won't let me do it. Hey, Reverend Henry.
Come on, Reverend Brian. Come on, Reverend
Brian. Reverend, since you ain't no controversial guy, you know what I'm talking about, and since it's just you and us and a few more people listening, ain't nobody hung up. Let me say this. He said this. I didn't say this. He said you are overbearing. That's what he said, right? Did you hear that?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Reverend, did you hear Reverend? I don't need to say that no more.
Yeah.
Reverend, did you hear that? Not if he gets you in trouble, Reverend. Did you hear him say that, Reverend? I don't need to give you no
yes,
man. If you didn't, you did. If you didn't, you did. You didn't hear
that,
I'm cool.
I
hit that one button. Let me see if nothing will say something. Since you're scared. He got you scared, man.
Yes, sir. We might go another hour.
Yeah.
Say, watch this here. He did free me up or something because I'm trying. Man, I have a strong passion for what I do.
Yes, you do.
Somebody call me and text me and tell me about somebody. Man, that's not my fault, man. I'm still praying with the brothers, man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still praying with the sisters. I don't believe in women preaching. I don't. You can't make me, you know, you do what you do. Don't get mad at me because I believe in the word. If I misunderstand it, pray for me. Pray for me. I don't give in with no wavy preacher. I tell him sit down and be taught. Cause the Bible said many are called, but a few are chosen.
Come on, Rev, you're getting it off your chest now. Come on, get it off your chest.
I'm not dealing with no wavy person, man. Because you're standing for people who waiting for you to minister to their heart, and then they get off the phone and give you the dust and dirt. You're losing them. You lose your witness, man. Woman, you lose it. So I'm not going to bait by nobody supposed to be in no pulpit. I'm not going to bait by a man being wavy. I'm going to tell them about Jesus. That's where I am right now. I'm going to tell them about Jesus, and you choose who you want to choose. You know what I'm talking about? That's what I believe with it. For me being dominant, I said it all the time. I said it all the time, Brother Willie. I said, anybody can hit that one button. Anybody
right.
can hit it. You can hit it. I ain't never said nobody could hit that one button. I don't have no – only reason I'm more spoken because everybody laughs. They laugh. I'm the only one going to be spoken. Nobody else saying nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just listening. So who else? We got a show. We're now called a show. We got a ministry, right, that it needs to have a voice. Somebody got to step up.
Well, now, last week when you were saying the same thing, Brother D came on and let you know he wasn't
That's
by yourself. It, just because they're not talking, and, you know, I get frustrated on my show, too, because the show or the ministry can't really go on because how long can you preach about the same thing, which you can preach, but sometimes you be wanting some feedback from it. I assume that's what you're talking about. You be wanting some feedback.
There you go. I back up. I got a discord. You understand that word because you say you're a college-educated person. I got a discord. I conveyed it. You know what I'm talking about? It's up to you. The opportunity. Do you want prayer? Do you want to come to the Lord? If it did come out to convict your heart, because people say, I never heard God's voice. But God told us a long time ago, you're a liar. He talking to you now. You're a cheater. He talking to you now. You're a whoremonger. He talking to you now. But soon we talk about the ultra lifestyle. Everybody hit the one button. Yeah, they should have quit that pride month. They should. But what about you lying? What about you lying? Would you get a special seat in church? You know what I'm talking about? Come on, man. Help me with this here so I can get out of here. Help me so I can get out of here. But what I'm trying to tell you is I always, Brother Willie, misunderstood a lot because I always say hit the one button. Talk. You want to speak? I ain't
Well, look here. If you got a couple more minutes, I want to kind of jump off the subject, but I want to ask on this here program here because I might not get cursed out. So that's why I'm going to ask. I don't know how many people on, but whatever. I mean, if they heard me come on,
gotta,
they would already know. They probably stayed on because they figured something
was
going on.
Brother Willis, I'm going to tell you, you got the same people since we started on Ain't Left.
Okay,
you know
everybody's up in arms about this track star girl, whatever her name is, and they saying they're doing her wrong because they tested and she tested positive for weed. What is your thought on that? What is your thought on that?
She answered it herself. She knew what she was doing.
Okay, no problem. See, that's what I'm saying. Everybody looking at just because she fast, just because she this here, and instead of them looking at she broke the rules. If she broke the rules, she's not above the rules. So when she break them, regardless of who she is, whether her mother just passed and all this stuff, they're making excuses for her for breaking the rules. That's what's wrong with the kids now. You make excuses for their bad behavior, so they think it's okay to do it.
There,
so you know me, I didn't want to sit in because I was gonna get jumped. Oh, there you go to finish, and then they got to bring the race. She's black. Oh, God. Come on, man. They don't even read the whole thing. They just see she broke the rule that weed smoking, drugs been in place ever since we knew about the Olympics. And I'm older than most of y'all.
Yes, sir.
And then when she break the rules, everybody want to say they should let her go. She'll get her a pass. That's what's wrong with the world today and the young generation. The reason we can't get going on and all this killing. Oh, he killed me because he was in a bad mood. Oh, they make excuses for bad behavior. We need to go back to the base and start whooping their butt and doing the right thing.
Yeah. Now, I'm with you, Doc. I'm with you all the way with that, Doc. I'm with you.
I can't bring this out on my show. They're going to jump on me on my show. I can't bring this out. But you know what? I feel for the girl.
They won't
come then they're going to try to make a bigger excuse. Oh, she was trying to get over her biological mother just passing. That's a lie. She didn't even know who she was or was that they had no relationship. So how all of a sudden you gonna be mourning and weeping over something that you had no connection with? Now I might be saying it wrong, but I'm being too because I get tired of reading all this stuff.
Your words ain't right though right now. I ain't gonna do it. She probably can still.
Okay, well straight me. You know what I mean though. Straight me.
Yeah. She probably can still vent.
My word is right. You just want to soften it for the layman. You just want to soften it. That's what you want to do.
Hey, well, watch this here, Brother Willie. I'm with you 100%. She said it. She said, I did it. I knew I did it. I was wrong. She said it.
Uh-huh.
So you know, you smoking weed. You doing things, you know, and, you know, it's just this, the policy. You know what I'm talking about? That's just like right now.
Yeah.
You go certain states and smoke weed. You go certain places. I went to D.C., right? I don't know what was legal at this time. It was about 3 years ago. And we came out of this eating joint, right? And we spin around that corner, boy. I thought I smelled all. They don't call it reefer no more. I don't know what they call it. But anyway, it smelled like weed to me. Man, I'm talking about I got a high so quick. I said, man, now, if he leave there and go to Texas, where it's not legal at, you know what I'm talking about? And smoke weed, open it like that, you're going to jail, man. You're
right.
Going to jail. They got laws, man. If you break them, you're going to get what? You're going to be charged for what you did. So what she said, she said it. She said, I did it. I know I did it. She said, and she ain't looking. Well, last I looked at it, she wasn't looking for no sympathy like that.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying.
Up.
I've been seeing all these high celebrity type people talking about they should get a break this and get a break that. I mean, come on, man. I mean, you broke a known law. Feel better if you had said you didn't know it. Maybe you did like we used to do when it was in the army, when them people got caught smoking in the army. Maybe like they went to a party and it was in the cookers and they didn't know they ate it and stuff.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Tell
me something to make me want to believe something you said. But when you know you're doing wrong and you know you were smoking it, well, you got to take the consequences if you get caught.
And really, Brother Willie, this is not even off the line subject. This is good parenting tools. You know what I'm talking about? This is good parenting, too. That when you have a child, Reverend Henry, and they do something wrong, you don't give them no cake and ice cream. You know what I'm talking about? Because they did something wrong, man. you got to teach them. You know what I'm talking about? You did wrong, and this is why I'm punishing you. Maybe you don't spank them, but you're disciplined. She don't get a spanking. She got discipline because she didn't go along with the protocols they have established for in this field.
Mm-hmm.
You can't You can't do any kind of drugs. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah.
Well, I ain't mean to come over here and take over the show and don't see nobody really talking with me and you, but I got another question that's bothering me. See, I have a lot of stuff in me. I ain't got nobody to go to talk to. This is a problem I got with me, which I don't want to say because some of this stuff might be confidential. But what gets me and what bothers me real bad, I specifically, at first, you know, when I first started the prayer show, when we was getting 10 and 15 people on, that's all we was getting. I was saying, where's all my buddies and all my friends that's on the back lines? And the first thing they'll tell me, oh, man, we don't want to listen to that bull. We don't want to listen to that crap. But then soon as something in their life happens, and they won't pray. Dog, can you get the prayer warriors to say a prayer for me? Now, I don't like that. So help me out of that because I'm still mad about that because they're still doing that to me. Talk to me about that, Rev.
Well, the deal is that as us, as believers, we're supposed to do it. We're supposed to have compassion. You know what I'm talking about? We're supposed to have we're supposed to be spiritually strong enough to know that that's the life of people. They're going to go up and down because they're not in tune like you would think most Christians should be all the time. They only need it when God is available for them. You know what I'm talking about? But my thing is, Reverend, and Reverend can help me with it too, that we, mm-hmm. as a body, we have to do it. We have to do mm-hmm. it because we have to have compassion. We got to have compassion.
Yeah.
Now, if you add, I'm like you, if you add Eric now, I said, wow, man, you ain't been coming over here. You ain't been wanting to come over here. But watch this here. But Reverend Eric got to say, welcome you in, brother, as you are.
Right.
Because it might be
gotta
one
wear different
day.
Hats.
It might be one
gotta wear
day.
Different hats.
It might be one day. It might be one day. Watch this. It might be one day that you come over there and it change your life. Coming over there and change your life. That might be that one prayer. Say, I'm going to do right for mama.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do right for my brother. I'm going to do right for my auntie. That might be that one prayer to turn your life around. So we can't give up.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well. I done got a little bit off my chest too, so I'm good.
What you got, brother?
Yeah.
What you think about that,
Brad? Yes, sir. It was all in the lesson today. You know, that's why wrong, the pay for wrongness. You know, the wages of sin is death, and you know you may not physically die, but you can. Just like she did. She did sin, and the pay for that is punishment. Punishment, how she tainted her career, how she messed up her reward. You know. So, see, the things we do, it not only hurts us, but it hurts others. But we should be careful. We should be careful, people. See, everything you need, God has already put it, everything we need. And it takes care of the mental, the spiritual, and the physical.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's, you know, and we're still on topic because that's why we should walk as an example. If you're a leader and you got people looking at you, that's a ministry. You know,
that's
a ministry. If God has put people in your life that you can follow. You are held accountable for how you lead them. That's why in our flesh we feel a certain way, but when the Spirit take over, we got to give way to it. You know, we're hardened because of the flesh, but the Spirit causes our heart to open up and tell that, you know, that we would turn away, but because of the love of God we have to welcome that person. And no matter how many times they went astray or fell off and all the other stuff, but we still accept them with the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, yeah, brother Willie, I pray because I know God is real, and I know He'll whoop me. And yeah. I have a temper, and I don't want that temper to raise up. Because
right.
I know
right.
him.
Right.
He's still working on me. I'm working at Parker's, but that's why I do a lot of praying. I get in a hurry. I get in a hurry, and I go astray. So if I pray, you know, God help me stay where I need to be. And it's not to me being so good, but I be because of him. He keep me. Because if he leave me to myself, I'll be man. Yeah. Oh, Lord.
Wow.
I just give all the praise, all the praise to the Lord, all the honor to the Lord. Because I will plow the hammer and make people wag their head at me. But it's because it's goodness and it's grace, and you're right. I do like a sponge. I be where I can whatever the Lord got. I'm sucking it up.
Well, you
I'm
know the God, Rev. God put things in our lives, man, that we have to be focused and stay focused with the ministry that He allowed us to be in, and that's God's plan.
Yeah.
we're not here to be misunderstood. You know what I'm talking about? We're here to just try to keep
right.
it in the Word. You know, and that's why I don't like to. That's why I like to always use Bible illustration things, and I try to use the Word of God in my teaching and preaching that God gave to His disciples. You know, talking about, and all we are, all we doing is, I don't care how great some people think they are, who think people are, all we are, we're just echoing the Word of God, just echoing.
Yeah.
You know, talking about. It was already presented a long time before we got here. We ain't did nothing so great, you know. You know, we can go to some school that teaches how to do to put a sermon together, teaching lesson together. You know, to go over the. But this is not a lecture. You know, this is not a lecture.
Right.
You know, we're not trying to lecture you. You know, we're trying to deal with your spiritual walk. You know, I mean, if you wanna get a degree, you know, fine. You know, that's good. You know, you can keep that degree with you with that, because when they get down, said and done, degree is fine for the world, you know, for the application you're trying to teach. You might need to want to go a little farther into teaching with it. That's fine. You know, but when it's all said and done, it has to be done by the Holy Spirit to teach someone and guide somebody to do what's right and wrong, man. I don't know what how we get off path, you know, with the that, you know, talking about, because I believe in my little short time, maybe I ain't been in long enough, you know, my little short time know that if God is not involved, if the Holy Spirit is not in the midst, all we did is gave them people some bunch of information. That's it.
That's right.
But when God has increased, when God's been delivered, see, a lot of folks, quite, you know, don't like this real, but we got to, sometime another, we can get a, and I'm not saying this because this is where I'm at with it. Sometimes enough is enough, man. You know what I'm talking about? Enough is enough.
Sir.
You know, if you want to know something, and you want to know something about somebody, go to them, man. Please go to them. The best source. The best source is you go to the people. You know, you want the question announced. Because if you get it from the wrong one, be like busybodies. You know? And God brought it all out, man. He brought it all out today in the lesson. Even with Aunt Martha, Sister Martha, with her discourse that she gives, you know. Look how we do, man. We have it open. She's been blessing to us the nuggets she gives us time after time. You know, when we cherish them nuggets. Don't think we don't.
Yeah.
We cherish them nuggets. And we want, I believe from my heart, we want everybody to come in. I know I'm right about it. We want everybody to come in. And I know I'm misunderstood a lot. You know, but it ain't because I don't love nobody. Because sometimes you listen to the wrong thing. You know, we heard a sermon one time, Reverend, quit talking to yourself. Long time ago.
Yeah.
We heard this song a long time ago, Reverend. Quit talking to yourself. But then I'm going to go like this here. If it be God's will, if it be His will, we'll be on the mark. If you know somebody wanted to
to present God's word. And anytime you feel like it, your pastor, your deacon, your mentor, the door is open. We'll sit back and we'll listen. And we'll pray. That's what we have. I'm not saying I'm quitting. I'm not speaking for Reverend Henry. I'm speaking only for Eric.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's always open for you. You know, it's always open for you. I know y'all get tired of hearing us sometimes, like myself, you know. You know, I know you do. But keep us in your prayer. If it be God's speed and will, if it be his will and speed, you know, we'll be back tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Reverend, if you please give us a prayer. I love this poem. Rev said it a long time ago. If we would just stay to the benediction.
Yeah.
If we would just stay to the benediction.
Okay.
If we just stay with the benediction, you know, if we just stay with it, don't you know what happened?
Mm-hmm.
You never know what God might do at that time. We just stay with the benediction. Stay with it all the way until we hear everything God has for us. Because sometimes God speaks, like this is, sometimes he speaks in the after hour. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, he does.
And I'm a firm believer. You'd be surprised what you might get taught. So, Reverend, if you have it in your heart, man, can you pray with us, man, and pray for us?
Yes, praise the Lord. Yes, Lord. Yeah. Let's pray. Father God in heaven, Father, we thank you this day. We thank you, Father, how you allowed us to experience, to look upon this day that we've never seen before. We thank you for help and strength that you gave us, Father God, that we may sit down and reason in your word and even to have a peace of mind, Father God. We thank you for clearing the way as we ask, Father God. We thank you for words that were spoken, the conversations that were had, the understanding that you blessed us with. In the name of Jesus, I want to tell you that we do love you. Thank you for the message, the messenger, the conversations, and, oh, Father, even the moment of frustration that you still eased, Father. You still gave peace. We thank you, Father God. Oh, Father, we pray that we're pleasing in thy sight. We pray that thy will has been done, Father God. We pray that things are well in the name of Jesus. We want to tell you that we do love you. We pray for all those, Father, that are traveling in the name of Jesus for work or even for pleasure. Pray for their safe arrival to their destination in the name of Jesus. We pray for those, Father God, that again, have broadcasts are going to be open in your name. We pray for the success, Father God, that one may say, thank you. That one must say, I got an understanding. That one might say, what must I do to be saved? Questions may be asked in their hearts that you will give the answers to in Jesus' name. We love you, Father. We thank you. We ask blessings over Sister Martha. Continue to bless her health. Give her the things that she needs. You're going to be in a wonderful servant for you in the name of Jesus. Bless Reverend Brian, the things that you're having him do, Father God. Oh, hallelujah. We thank you, Father God. Bless Brother Willie, Father God. Continue to bless his health and, oh, guide him in the things you would have him to do in the name. Bless us all, Father, that we be servants for thee. In Jesus' name is our prayer. Through our prayer, we ask that you grant us thy peace. In Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
My. Serving the Lord will pay off after a while.
Yes, sir.
Serving God after a while. Oh, every day, whatever is right, God said He paid. Serving the Lord in all, oh, I know it'll pay off after a while. I've got to keep on working. Yes, I have. Because I want my starry crown. I know my way will get brighter. Even though my friends sometimes let me down, and oh, what a time it will be when my Savior's face I'll see. And it'll pay off.
Hey, yes, sir.
After a while.
Amen.
Hey, the Lord.
My God.
Amen.
That's a good one there. That's a good one there, brother. We go home with that one.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, I got to keep on working.
And Reverend Bryant, you're feeling it today because normally you play the song and you can shut it off. You're feeling it today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, I got tears coming down my face, man. Because
praise
I love God, man. And people just don't know how much I love God, man.
I got to confess, I'm glad you said it first, though. That song had tears coming down my eyes, too. Yes,
yeah, man.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord.
And you misunderstood, man, because you wanted
praise
to help people, man. There's people I've
praise
never seen,
Lord.
Real. Never seen. Never seen. I seen Brother Willie. I seen Brother Nutty.
Mm-hmm.
Brother Wayne. I haven't seen Brother D or Brother Tim, you know, but I love them, you know. I've never seen
mm-hmm.
Aunt Martha. I love her. I see numbers
mm-hmm.
on here. I don't even know who's on here. I love them. You know what I'm talking about? And man, I'm just trying to do God's will, man. I don't want to be up front, man. I can sit back and listen, man, and be joyful.
Mm-hmm.
But the only thing about me and different others, it's hard for me to hold my peace up there because I love the Lord.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Hey, man, I'm sitting there with tears coming down my face, man. And hurting because folks come ask me some stupid stuff, man. Like I'm the villain in here, and I know better because I'm strong enough to understand that's what they're gonna do. But sometimes it's hurtful
right.
when people you know, give you a question like that. And it's mm-hmm. like you, it's just like, oh man, I should have hung up. I'm hurt, man. Y'all just keep me in prayer, man, because I'm just trying to do His will, man. I don't care. I don't have to say a mother word, man. Y'all can find somebody to do this. I'll be there supporting, man. And keep, watch this here, Reverend. Watch this, Reverend. They might not want to hear this, and I'll keep paying for it. You know what I'm saying? Hey, Reverend. You hear me, Reverend?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And I'm telling you this, and I'll tell you what God loves, that, man, I'm not trying to run nothing, man. I'm just trying to be here to be a willing servant, man. You know, that's
hey,
all I'm trying to do,
hey,
man. Yeah.
As long as in your heart, and it's God's will, and that's what you think you're being driven by, drive the car.
Yeah.
Drive the car.
Drive the car, Rev. Drive the car.
Yeah.
Drive the car, man. Let go of that trash brake, man. Yeah. I was going to hang up, man, but man, just put it in my heart, man. Serve the Lord.
All right, Rev, let's go and get out of here on a good tune. We've been on here long enough. Let's get on, get out of here on a good tune. Drive the car, Rev. Drive the car.
Drive the car.
All right, y'all. I'm gonna listen to my big brother. I'm gonna let go of the transfer. Y'all just hold on. We're gonna go to high gear.
Mm-hmm.